Western New York CJ Country presents Section 5 Football. Tonight's game is brought to you by
SUNY GCC. Discover all they have to offer at genesee.edu. By Partners for Prevention, helping the community prevent underage drinking, gambling, and substance abuse. By Summit Family Dental Care in Warsaw and Geneseo. Visit summitfamilydentalcare.com because your smile matters. By Hearts Insurance Agency in Perry, the standard of excellence since 1877. By Harding Plumbing, Heating, and Air Conditioning, serving CJ Country for more than 45 years. By Rob's Glass in Warsaw and Batavia, reflecting excellence since 1984. By Salmon Orthodontics, start your journey to a better life by visiting salmonorthodontics.com. By Country Kitchen in Perry, for the best breakfast, finger-licking lunch, and delicious dinners. By Edelrock Gravel Products and Pike and Freedom, your home for filtered cow beach sand. By the Perry Vets Club, welcoming all military veterans with free membership. By Robinson and Hackamer Funeral Home in Warsaw, they understand your needs. By Family Furniture, they make buying furniture fun, celebrating over 75 years on Main Street in Perry. By Country Line Electric in Silver Springs and Batavia, your source for electrical and plumbing supplies. By Select Collision in Batavia, you have the right to have your vehicle repaired at a shop of your choice. Select Collision. By Weeks Funeral Home in Warsaw, an established family friend since 1919. By Cole Building Solutions in Silver Springs, specializing in commercial barns and storage since 2012. By Hendrickson's Hook Trimming in Perry. Contact Zane at 269-9587. By Creative Food Ingredients in Perry. If you're looking for a great career, Creative Food Ingredients has immediate openings for entry-level and experienced employees. By the Good Hands people at Steinbrenner Agency in Leroy. You're in good hands with Allstate. By Complete Payroll. Welcome to Payroll Country. By Reisdorf Oil and Propane in Warsaw, Batavia, and North Java. Family owned and operated since 1953. By Warsaw Sea Store and Virgin Sea Store and Alexander Country Deli. Your small town convenience store and fueling station. By Warsaw Redemption Center. On the web at warsawredemptioncenter.com. By Ott's Collision in Warsaw. State-of-the-art collision and mechanical work. Let Ott's get your vehicle back in the game. By the Firing Pin in Bergen. Western New York's premier shooting range, gun shop, and training center. And by Norton's Chiselwood in Alexander. A fun, unique shopping experience with wood products, home decor, Amish products, and many one-of-a-kind gifts.
And now, let's head to the booth with Jimmy Jam and John Carlson.
Well, you're half right. It is Jimmy along with Mike Holmstein in for John Carlson out at Heartwood Park here in Leroy. Week 7 of the Section 5 football season. We've got a great battle tonight against two teams that have a great season so far. LPW at 5-1 and Leroy at 4, Leroy Calmum at 4-2. And it's kind of our semi-annual visit to come out here to Leroy. Like, it seems like every other year we end up here.
I can't stand it. It gives me flashbacks when I was coaching. It never went well. It never really? Went well for us. Oh, God, no.
No?
Honestly, I don't know if Warsaw ever beat Leroy in football.
Yeah. When they were all split,
no,
yeah.
I mean, ever. I'm talking like going back to 1890 or whatever they started playing football.
I understand. But we should have a good one tonight. We're going to have a competitive one tonight, right? We got two teams that are sort of just getting themselves situated for the sectionals. Find out where their seeding is and who their opponent's going to be based on what happens here.
I think this will go a long way to doing that. It's still another week or two left of the season.
Sure.
But, yeah, that'll go a long way to figuring out a big game. If right now, to the sectional points, it's the rivals that are ahead of the dogs as far as the points go. So LPW could jump ahead of Leroy Caledonia here and move ahead and get to the number 2 seed going into sectional play in a couple weeks.
Cool. We'll talk about the matchups and other games going on in Section 5 and look at that again. Take a look at the sectional standings and the implications there and more about these teams coming up. But it's a beautiful night out here at the Leroy's home field and a little bit on the cloudy side. A little bit on the cloudy side and overcast. But we may get a little sprinkle here and there. A couple of those did bring a...
Yeah, it's starting. Starting to rain a little bit.
Starting to rain a little bit. Kevin Williams has thought it most giving maybe a little bit overnight, but it's a big region CJ Country covers. But we definitely have that. I don't know how well this field deals with moisture, but we've been in a drought situation forever. So there's a lot of dry fields around.
And if you look at it, it's dry. It looks like it's dry or chewed up in the middle of the field. So a little rain might not hurt much. Depends how much it rains tonight. I think it's supposed to be more light showers tonight. It does make the ball slick, and for a running deception team, that will be that might be a little tough on LPW. They're going to have to make sure ball security will be a big key tonight's game if the rain continues.
Mike can offer a lot of insight tonight on what's going on. We're going to get more into it as we move forward. But right now, why don't we take a 3-minute timeout? This is Section 5 Football on CJ Country.
The Warsaw and Bergen Sea Stores and Alexander Country Deli are proud sponsors of high school sports on CJ Country. Stop into the Warsaw and Bergen Sea Stores and Alexander Country Deli and get your gas, snacks, beverages, and lottery tickets. Plus, pick up lunch. Bergen Sea Store on Clinton Street Road in Bergen. Warsaw Sea Store, Route 19 in Warsaw, and Alexander Country Deli on Main Street in Alexander. Your small town convenience stores and fueling stations with high quality customer service.
Best of luck to our local sports teams from Ott's Collision Service in Warsaw. Ott's handles your ride scheduled maintenance, mechanical repairs, and tires. And should you get in an accident, Ott's will restore your vehicle to look as good as new. Serving CJ Country with quality work since 1957. Ott's Collision Service on Route 19 just south of Warsaw. Call 786-5810.
The last winter storm left over 100,000 Western New Yorkers without power. Country Line Electric can help protect you and your family from our unpredictable and dangerous weather. We have Generac standby generators automatically switching your electrical service to generator power at the onset of a power outage. Also, portable generators and the necessary accessories to hook them into your panel box. Buy now so you're prepared before the next storm hits. Don't forget about us for all your electrical and plumbing needs too. Country Line Electric in Silver Springs and Batavia.
Hats off to our local athletes from the Perry Vets Club. You make your community proud, and they look forward to seeing how far you can go this season and beyond. Many of you may have relatives that are veterans. Remember that military veterans are always welcome at the Perry Vets Club. Membership for veterans is free. Perry Vets Club opens 7 days a week at 64 Lake Street in Perry.
Looking for a great career close to home? Creative Food Ingredients in Perry has immediate openings for entry-level and experienced employees, including packers, machine operators, mixer and oven operators, warehouse and maintenance workers. They offer competitive pay and great benefits, including annual bonus, shift differentials, medical, dental, and vision insurance, 401k with company match, paid time off, and more. Fill out an application at Creative Food Ingredients on Lincoln Avenue in Perry, or apply today at creativefoods.com. Creative Food Ingredients is proud to support our local athletes.
You want your home to be comfortable, relaxed, and welcoming. At Family Furniture in Perry, they strive to make your shopping experience the same. Their staff is friendly and knowledgeable. With 3 floors of home furnishings that are fresh and affordable, they guarantee their prices to be the lowest around. And that's why for nearly 80 years, Family Furniture has been a trusted hometown neighbor. So stop by their showroom and discover a fun way to buy furniture. Family Furniture, not your average shopping experience. Main Street in downtown Perry. Stay connected when you like them on Facebook.
Back at Heartwood Park out in Leroy as LPW gets set to take on Leroy Cal Mum. And games in Section 5 involving our towns in our listening area tonight include Wellsville, Genesee Valley, Belfast, and East Rochester, Gananda. Avon's taking on York Pavilion. Attica, Canisteo, Greenwood. Livonia at Haverly. Wayne is at Dansville, Wayland, Cahockton. That's tonight. And then tomorrow, Batavia at Monroe. Geneseo, Mount Morris at Batavia, Notre Dame, Byron, Bergen. And Alexander Pembroke versus Hornell, Arcor, Canisarega. That's out at Alfred University. And that's happening tomorrow as well, too. So back to your point, Mike, when you look at the standings in Class C, Leroy, even though they're 4-2 and LPW is 5-1, Leroy is number two right now in sectional points.
I believe that would be because Leroy, Caledonia have played East Rochester, Gananda with a victory. And so, right, so they've had mostly common opponents, but that's the one uncommon opponent so far.
Right.
And LPW opened up with Notre Dame, which is a much smaller school than ER is, so they get more points. You get more points for the higher size school that you play and defeat.
So comparison between the uncommon games there.
The common opponent, really, the best common opponent that they both played was Alexander. Alexander right now is the class of Class C.
Yeah.
I should have used a different term for that. I don't know if you should use class.
Good. They are
that goes together. But
two strong programs came together this year, and they're showing it.
So Alexander had no problems with LPW. They won 36-7.
Right.
And a couple weeks ago, they defeated Leroy Caledonia 40-27, but that game was really close. I kind of peeked in that game online. I watched the game online this week, and it was a close game. It really came down to, like, I know Alexander's a pretty physical team,
yeah,
and they were matching physicality. What it came down to was a couple mistakes in the special teams area that really cost the rivals. They had poor execution of a punt snap, and they gave up a punt return for a touchdown. So the punt game really cost them. Otherwise, that was a close game. That's the two touchdowns basically that was the edge of victory.
From what you've been able to see about Leroy, I mean, the offense goes through Brady McCarter, the quarterback. What can we expect it to us to see and to tell everybody listening about them tonight?
So yeah, he's a very good quarterback. He's fast. He throws a great ball. He throws better to his right than his left. They use multiple formations. They try to get to the edge in multiple ways. They run a double wing. That means they have two tight ends, and they have two wing backs right off the tight end's hinder. They run some triple receivers. They run on balanced lines where they will send their tackle, let's say the tackle's on the left side usually, they'll send that left tackle onto the right side, and they'll put the tight end real close, so they'll create an unbalanced line. They often run there, but they might look to throw to the tight end and hope that people forget about him and throw back to him going the other way or on the other side of the line of scrimmage.
LPW for the last couple of years has run what suspiciously looks like a power T. Rumor has it. But you're here to tell maybe there could be some shaking up of the formula a little bit tonight. We might see some new things, give some new looks out there.
There might be some, they might change up a little. They're not going to get away from what's brought them here. But they might mix up a couple different formations or try to widen things out a little bit. They might want to try to get Leroy's decent in the box where that's the tackle, between the tackle and tackle and about 5 yards on either side of the line of scrimmage. Call that the box. And Leroy's pretty tough. They have some strong kids. So if you can put receivers out, they got to account for the receivers. Linebackers move out. The box becomes lighter. Then it becomes easier to run. But LPW, people think that Leroy's had a great, really good, really good offensive year. But they've scored 160 points. And their defense has given up. They scored 166 points this year. But LPW is right there. They scored 160. So as good of an offensive year as the rivals have had, LPW is right there with them. The big difference in this game is that the defenses. Leroy Caledonia have given up 113 points against, and LPW has only given up 54. So we'll see how that plays out tonight.
Real quick, because I know we're going to break here shortly when they go to the anthem and everything, but LPW has always been pretty good at running by committee, but I can't remember, and you can correct me if I'm wrong on this, them having such deep reserves. They have like six different guys that can run the ball effectively. Like, they're deep, and the future looks bright for them too at running back.
And that's part of the idea of this power T system. The power T system is the thinking behind it is sometimes. We'll get to this after the break.
Yeah, we'll step away only because we can't see the anthem to you at home the way you should hear it. So we're going to step away, take a 3-minute timeout or whatever it takes here, and then we'll come back from Hartwood Park at Section 5 Football here on CJ Country.
With everything life can throw your way, you need someone on your side, someone to watch your back. It's time to put Hearts Insurance on your team. The independent professionals at Hearts Insurance Agency are experts when it comes to protecting you and your family, your car, truck, or recreational vehicles, your home, business, or farm. Call today for a review of your coverage and a no-obligation quote. Phone 237-2126. Hearts Insurance Agency in Perry. The standard of excellence since 1877.
Robinson and Hackamer Funeral Home in Warsaw joins CJ Country in wishing our local high school athletes the best of luck for a successful competitive season. You make all of us proud. At Robinson and Hackamer Funeral Home in Warsaw, Joe and Jay are ready to talk to you. You will appreciate their commitment to service and trust. Call them at 786-2424. Robinson and Hackamer Funeral Home in Warsaw. They understand your needs.
Rob's Glass wishes all of our local athletes the best of luck this season. If it has to do with glass, Rob's Glass should be your first call. They specialize in shower enclosures, new construction and replacement windows, storefronts, mirrors, tabletops, and windshields. Having years of experience in the industry, you can feel confident that Rob's Glass can handle any and all of your glass needs. Give Rob's Glass a call today at their Warsaw office at 786-2568 or their Batavia office at 345-1111 for your your next project. Rob's Glass, reflecting excellence since 1984.
Days are getting shorter, nights are getting longer, and your thoughts should be going to ready yourself for the winter ahead. Hi, Tony Peckett here for Reisdorf Oil and Propane. If you don't have Reisdorf as your fuel oil and propane supplier, there is still time. Now is a great time to get your furnace or boiler in shape. So don't wait. Find out why more people trust Reisdorf than any other fuel and propane supplier. Family owned and operated since 1953. Call for a price quote today and speak to one of our energy experts. 343-4453.
Good luck, high school athletes from Harding Plumbing and Heating. Now is the time to have your furnace serviced or replaced, and Harding Plumbing and Heating is the company to call. They service Wyoming, Genesee, and Livingston counties and offer free estimates on new installations. From simple plumbing fixes to water treatment and filtration systems and everything in between, no job is too big or too small. And with 24-hour emergency service, you can count on Harding Plumbing. Call 237-5561 or visit hardingplumbing.com.
We all want our kids to grow up safe and healthy, so we show them how, and we tell them, with honest conversations that let them know what we expect. That's especially important when it comes to alcohol and other drugs. Kids need to know the dangers and how to avoid them. And when it comes to pain medications, opioids, they need to know that they should never be taken without a prescription and never shared with friends or family. It's dangerous and illegal. So talk with your kids, because when you talk, they hear you.
Brought to you by Wyoming County Partners for Prevention.
Section 5 football on CJ Country back at Heartwood Park. The captains are out for the coin toss for Leroy Calmum, Brady McClurg, Dylan Alcott, Thomas Chrissy, and Cameron Ritchie.
For LPW, our captains would be Kelly Maddox, Pricer Carter,
and number 10, Dylan Alcott.
Maddox Ragatuso, Kaden Sumariski, and Darren Abbott.
LPW is going to be in their white jerseys, black pants, black helmets, black numbers, and Leroy Calmum, the Rivals, will be all in black with white numerals. And we'll find out who's going to defend which end. Wind's not a factor right now, but the rain is definitely, you know, it's raining now. It wasn't raining before. I wouldn't say it's super productive. The drops are kind of light when you see them falling, but it could be a problem for ball control and holding on to things, like you said earlier. So
snaps, handoffs, passing, even the ball gets wet, slick a little bit. The quarterbacks tend to try to grip the ball harder when it's wet. That actually makes the ball fly worse. You actually have to loosen your grip when you throw a wet ball. And we'll see how they adjust to the weather. The rain is, looks like it's coming in from the north, so it's gonna be a cold rain tonight.
So here we go. It would appear that LPW's had a lot of luck on winning the toss this year, and they're going to defer, and they're going to go from your radio right to left here. So they'll get the second half kickoff. They will kick it away to start off. So that'll be Gage Slocum kicking it away to the Rivals.
Can your Rivals come in with a record?
So you were talking about before the break. We're talking about the interchangeability of the running backs for LPW,
yeah.
And that's the whole idea behind the power T. Rick Hoy, who is the LPW head coach. And has bounced back and forth between head coach and offensive coordinator over the years. He wanted something where it could be plug and play. You know, in small schools, you're not always going to have the fastest kids or the biggest kids.
Right.
And he wanted a system where you could just plug kids in and have them be successful. And he might have found it here with the power T. At least it looks that way so far this season, with their offense scoring 160 points so far this season.
I mean, their starters are definitely talented, but I mean, they could pick right up where they left off with Regatuso and Shelley next year. In that, you know, being starters, they really could run the ball. Now, handling the kick now, it's going to be Justin Mann doing the kicks here. Slocum had to have been doing kickoffs at one point here during the season. Deep for Leroy Calmum for the Rivals is going to be Connor Elmore, who's got four touchdowns on the season, and along with him is Donovan Galliard, who's got five on the season. Standing back at their 10-yard line, and we're getting ready for the kickoff here. Getting underway in Week 7 on CJ Country. And a low trajectory kick that's going to be taken on the bounce. Galliard at the 20. Nope, he bobbles it. Now he picks it up, and he's going to get brought down right around the 18, so it'll be a first and 10 for the Rivals, and that's where they'll set up shop there. So that bobble sort of got him off on a bad start there.
Welcome to the Ronan Empire. Ronan Mayer was able to jump on him right away after he picked up that loose ball and knock him right back, and there was no gain on that kickoff return.
So here we go. They're going to mark him officially. They're going to mark him. They'll give him the 20-yard line on that first and 10 for the Rivals.
So this is the story of the game here. It will be the LPW defense against the Rival offense, and that's where the key of the game is going to be, if the defense can hold up against the Rivals tonight.
So they'll send Metzger out to the – they'll send two receivers out to the left. And McClurg under center, one back in the backfield. They'll set a man in motion now, and it's going to be a pitch out. Trying to go around the left side there, and going to get met by a host of tacklers there. Again, it may be 1 yard on the play. And that was Juke Christ on the carry.
No gain on the play.
No gain on the play. The LPW defense was able to string that one out. Mason Sunt was being blocked, but he was able to fight the block off and still move laterally down the line of scrimmage and help slow down that sweep play by the Rivals.
All right, they're going to give him just past the first down marker there. We'll call it second and nine here. Ball at the 21-yard line here for the Rivals. No score. Game just underway between them and LPW here on CJ Country as they send a receiver out to the left. McClurg under center. Handoff off the right side there, trying to find room to run, and maybe not much. And a ball's out. They're saying the ball's out. LPW is signaling they got the ball, waiting for the official's call on it. And waiting for them to uncurl here and call it.
They say the Rivals held out
of the ball, looks like. So it's going to be, they're going to mark it right at the 23-yard line there. So we're looking at like a third and seven. Third and seven, it looks like.
So that was old school Leroy football right there. That was a power eye formation with a off-tackle play in the LPW defense against Stout in the middle. Not a lot there. They might have actually picked up a yard on the fumble when the fumble got into the pile.
Third and seven now from the Rivals' 23-yard line. They send two receivers out to the right. It's going to be Elmore and Galliard. And under center, McClurg waits on the snap. And it's a handoff. Nope, he's going to roll to the right. Trying to find a man out of the flat. Complete up at the 30-yard line. And for first down and more, 40, 45-yard line. Reception on the play by Connor Elmore there to move the sticks. First down for the Rivals.
Connor Elmore is his favorite target. Elmore was able to run an out. They like to flood the zone with three receivers. He's the middle guy in the zone. So there's a short receiver. There's someone going deeper. He comes in about 15, 20 yards behind, and he was wide open that time. It was a good pass by McClurg.
So first down now from the 44-yard line. The Rivals there sent two receivers out to the left from the eye this time. McClurg under center. Clock moving here to early in this first quarter. Waiting on the snap, and it's going to be a handoff up the middle, and it's going to be a gain of maybe 1 yard on the play there, a handoff on the play, and it's going to be a second down and nine.
Pricer comes in and makes the tackle. Leroy that time, or the Rivals that time, tried to run an unbalanced line. They moved that tackle over to the right tackle over to the left side and tried to outflank the Dogs' defenders, and Pricer was able to fight off the block and reach down and make the tackle after a gain of one.
Second and nine for the 46. Two receivers out to the left. It's going to be Galliard this time on the way, along with Metzger out to the left side. McCourt calling signals from under center. And man in motion, going to be a jet sweeper on the left side, and a gain up to the into LPW territory at the 49-yard line there. Number 28, Jude Christ. And it looks like it's going to be a second down or second down and four.
Got about 5 yards on the play. The LPW defense is doing a pretty good job. They're getting a lot of looks here from the Roy Caledonia, and they're keeping them to about 4 or 5 yards carry other than the one big pass play.
Correction, third and four now. Ball at the 49 of LPW. And we've seen this a lot with LPW, the start of the games and stuff, just sort of trying to find their bearings defensively before they can tighten things up. So the Roy Calmum's having their way at the moment. McCourt under center with a receiver spread out to the right, one to the left, waiting on the snap. Now they're going to send a man in motion there and a handoff right up the middle there, close to the first down marker, and probably got a depends on where they marked that officially, but Ridgey on the carry, going to be really close to first down, and now we're getting another signal that the ball's out. But I don't think they're going to get this one either.
I think forward progress was stopped, and it was on the push back.
Yeah.
And one of the concerns for LPW is Braden Merritt and Jake McIntyre are not the biggest of kids, and it's the matchup between them and the fullback, Ridgey. Ridgey's a pretty decent-sized kid, and is whether they can handle or stand up to him. They did a pretty good job, but he only needed about a yard or two for the first down. He was able to get it.
So here we go with the first and 10 now at the LPW 40, but just beyond the 45-yard line here. And a couple players coming in. Chris is going to come in, and McCourt comes back in with the play here.
The idea, you know, the LPW stripping that ball, it's going to make the Leroy runners hold on the ball a little tighter and might slow them down on some of their cuts.
McCourt from the gun this time. Receiver to the right, one to the left. And throws on the pass on the flat. It's complete at the 40. Looking ladder play down the sideline, down at the 32-yard line. It's a little trickery there by the Rivals there, but it picks up the first down.
Yeah, it's a great play. The hook and ladder. Chase Orcutt was able to kind of stay home, was able to make the play and make the tackle, but another first down for LPW. And we've seen Mint in different looks. Now we see a little razzle-dazzle here on this first drive.
First down for the Rivals at the 34-yard line of LPW here. 7:43 to go in quarter number one. There is no score. They're going to spread out Galliard to one side, spread two receivers out to the right. It's going to be Alcott and Elmore and McClurk from the gun this time, waiting on the snap. And he's going to roll up through, pass out the flat to Elmore to 35. Breaks one tackle up to the third. Now, nice little cut back there and beyond the 30-yard line to about the 29. Going to be a gain of about five on the play.
Maddox Kelly missed the first tackle but was able to pick himself up and make the tackle a few yards down the field. Just a quick hitter to the wide receiver. They like getting Elmore in space and use his speed to try to break away from the defense.
So they'll mark it. It'll be a second down and six here from the 29-yard line. And it's going to be Elmore and Galliard out to the left side. I formation this time. McCourt under center. And it's going to be a handoff. Right up. Nope, it's going to be a rollout. And looking for a man downfield. And it's complete. Pass the marker for first down. Down to the 15. Didn't see was. Did you make out a number there on the reception there?
Mike? That was Elmore again.
Okay. So first down. They're moving the sticks here. So they're mixing it up. And they, you know, they are not afraid to throw the ball. This is primarily what they kind of do is their pass offense.
It might have been actually, my bad, it was actually Galliard on the reception, okay. Not Elmore. But yeah, good play action pass. And nice throw by McClurg rolling to his left and turning to show. This is the line of scrimmage and throwing the ball right on the money.
They got to mark it officially at the 15-yard line here. First and 10 for the Rivals as they send two receivers out to the left. And McCurry's going to be under center. They got one man in the backfield right now. I believe that's, I want to say that's Potter back there. They'll set a man in motion. And it's going to be a fake. Nope, it's going to be a keeper this time by McCourt. Trying to find room to run. And going to get down to about the 10-yard line. Inside the 10 to the 9. So it looks like a gain of about 6 on the play.
I don't know if that was a fake or if that was a busted play. Yeah. I couldn't tell which one because his fake was to no one. The fake pitch was to no one. So
right.
He figured that out really quick and then just put himself down the middle of the field, down in the A-gap, and picked up 5 yards or so.
So it'll be a second down at 4 here. Or five-ish with 5:59 to go here. Leroy Calmon with a good opening drive, eating a little bit of clock here. They sent a receiver. They got one to the left, one to the right. I formation. McClurg calling signals. Waiting on the snap here. Going to be a handoff there off the left side. And a gain that's going to pick him up about 2-3 yards on the play. Ridgey on the carry. And so we're looking at probably a third down and maybe two or three.
Now, this is one of the things that Leroy likes to do. They use a little bit of pace here, and they're right on the line of scrimmage right now.
And here we go. The hand off to Ridgey this time. LPW snows him under. Gonna be, this is four down territory there, but they lost. They're going to give him maybe a yard on the play. Get to the original line of scrimmage. Nope, they're going to lose a yard on the play. There we go.
Looks like McIntyre and Ronan, or Maddox Kelly maybe got in and blitzed. It looked like it was a run blitz, and they were able to sniff that one out pretty quickly.
So they'll send in that 32, which is not on my roster here for Leroy. I want to say that's I heard Weber called out, but he's not on our roster, but he's going into the game. McQuarrie, get ready to break huddle here on a fourth down. Fourth down, and it looks like a long two or three here from the 7-yard line. Two receivers out to the right. I formation in the backfield. And McQuarrie's up under center calling signals. And going to be a handoff there. Nope, it's going to be a keeper throwing toward the end zone. It's going to be almost. This picked off. Nope, they're going to say incomplete. All right, but a great coverage on the play by Maddox Kelly. Kind of what we've seen out of him at Merritt all season long in coverage.
Yeah, the Maddox Kelly was right there for the reception, to make a play on the ball. He couldn't hold on. This is one of the times on fourth down where you wish he would have held on to the ball because he would have had the touchback to the 20. But either way, LPW takes over the ball just inside their own 10-yard line.
All right, so first and 10 for LPW. They got a long way to go here, but we'll see what they break out in their T4. Formation. They use it quite a bit, and it's amazing the different things they can run out of one formation. They've been able to do it for a long time, but we hear tell maybe there'll be a couple of wrinkles thrown into the mix tonight. We'll see how it all goes here on a first and 10 from the 7-yard line. Kelly, intercepter. Two receivers out to the right, and it's going to be handoff off the left side. They're trying to find room to run, and I believe that's Merritt on a gain of about 3 yards on the play here. It'll be a second down and 7.
Just a simple off-tackle play by Merritt. Was able to get ahead for about 5 yards. Just a simple play, and we'll see when they start trying to do some of their misdirection out of this, but they want to start with them. The linebacker's flowing one way, and then do the misdirection.
It doesn't seem to be that we have a rain situation at this point right now. It seems the rain has stopped, and that's probably for the better for LPW for sure, with all the counters and fakes and things that they do so well. Kelly under center, and it's going to be a handoff this time, and it's going to be a handoff off the left side there. I think that might have been Sumariski on the carry there. Yep, very close to a first down if he hasn't got it already. We'll see when they mark it. He might have picked up another 4 yards on the play, so third and 1.
Yeah, again, just simple going straight at him right now, and then we'll see where they start mixing things up. The referee is saying it's about a half a foot short, 6 inches, 7 inches or so short here.
3:31 to go here in the first quarter. No score between Leroy Calmum and LPW. Kelly approaches the line. Third and 1. And handoff there to McIntyre off the left side. He can break a tackle, and he's got enough to move the sticks. He's going to get up to about the 18-yard line, and LPW will get a fresh set of downs.
He got it, but not by a whole bunch.
No.
Ricci in on the tackle for the Rivals on that one. Did he get the first down? Now we're going to get a measurement.
We're going to get the sticks out here, Chris.
Gonna be really close, actually.
It looked like I agreed with you. It looked like he had a seam, but then he kind of got stood up there, and then he tried to spin, and I don't know if he got the forward progress or not. It'll be tight.
It'll be tight, but I do think they have it.
This is a big call here, Chris.
They'll bring the chain gang out here as the clock to stop for a moment.
So one of the things about this power T is that the defenses are putting so many people right tight to the line of scrimmage, and if you can get past that first wave of tacklers, there's only a couple defensive backs that are going to be...
That's a first down. There we go. So the measurement's good.
There's only going to be 3 defensive backs after the first wave of tacklers. So if you can break through that first wave of tacklers, you got a lot of extra room to run. And we've seen that this year from LPW.
So it'll be a first and 10 from their own 17-yard line here with 3:04 to go in the first quarter. No score between them and Leroy Calmum here on CJ Country.
Don't forget Tommy Burgers out in the parking lot.
Don't forget tomorrow on CJ Country from 8 to noon. It's our All Treats, No Tricks radio auction. Your chance to shop local, support local, and support the radio station at the same time, too, with bidding on tremendous items for local businesses. And listen, call in and bid starting tomorrow at 8 a.m. on CJ Country. Kelly approaches the line. Here we go on a first and 10. And it's going to be a pass out in the flat there. Complete the Pricer. And he's going to push and get about, looks like he's going to get at least 5 yards on the play there. So Pricer on the reception.
Good fake handoff by Maddox Kelly. And Pricer was able to block, then release out to the flat. Then it was big on big. It was Pricer who matches up well in size against Rigi. And those two bulls knocked each other. And he got about 6 yards on the reception and the slap. Run.
Second down and 4 now. Ball at the 24-yard line. As the clock moves, and Pricer goes to the sideline, gets a high five from the coaches on that reception. And this time, instead of the normal power T we're used to, just two backs. Nope, there's going to run. Yeah, two in the backfield and two receivers out to the left this time. As Kelly hands off, trying to find a hole, and a gain of about up past the 25-yard line there on the carry, and that was
Sumariski on
Sumariski.
The carry.
There you go. So it's going to be a third down and 2, a long 2 anyway.
Yeah, Sumariski did a good job. He was going into the hole, and there wasn't a hole there, so he waited and had some patience trying to let the blockers open up a hole for him. Not a lot there, so he had some patience and was able to sneak a little bit of a hole ahead for a couple yards.
LPW going from your radio right to left in their white jerseys, black pants, black helmets. Leroy Calmum, the Rivals, all in black. And 1:21 to go here in the first quarter. Kelly approaches the line from the power tee, waiting on to hand it off. And it's going to be Gaff this time on a carry past the first down marker. And, good run up to just shy of the 30-yard line.
Logan Gaff found a hole in the Rivals' defense. He went up the middle. It looked like he was going in between the guard and the center. And he immediately saw that his guard had knocked out the linebacker. and he took a nice cut to his right and was able to get ahead for a first down.
You talked about before the game, I talked about, you know, how good they are at faking, running stuff, and you said they have to tell the officials before the game. What do they have to tell them?
They have to beg the officials, please, please, please don't blow the whistle until you're sure that the player you're whistling down actually has the ball, because at least three times this season, there have been inadvertent whistles that have killed LPW's big plays.
There you go, handoff this time, Gaff again, and that was an interesting setup. We hadn't seen that, I don't think, all year with three line receivers out to one side, and Gaff picks up about 2 yards on the play. It'll be a second down and eight.
So what their concern was is that Leroy Caledonia is pretty physical, and they are crowding the line of scrimmage. Usually Leroy Caledonia plays a 4-4 defense, four down linemen, four linebackers. Tonight they're playing a 5-3 or maybe a 5-2 with two corners and two safeties, but they have 7-8 players in the box. The power T, one of the things it does is that the quarterbacks don't want to really go play run defense all that much. They'd rather go cover somebody, but it forces the quarterbacks to come down tight as well and get involved in this, in the run. But now, by setting receivers out,
we're going to take a timeout here. That's the end of the first quarter. It is nothing. Leroy Calmum and LPW. We'll be back. This is Section 5 Football on CJ Country.
Cole Building Solutions specializes in building agricultural and commercial barns and storage. Since 2012, Cole Building Solutions does exceptional work and are now a proud partner with Powerlift Hydraulic Doors of New York to add yet another solution for your building needs. For over 20 years, owner Jesse Cole and his crew have maintained their excellent reputation throughout Western New York and have built many structures across the community. Learn more by calling Cole Building Solutions at 558-4140 or stop in at 3925 Route 19 in Silver Springs.
Whether you have a couple of cans rattling around your car or 1,000 cluttering up your garage, collect them up and bring them into Warsaw Redemption Center, where the friendly staff makes the process of redeeming for your nickel deposit quick and easy. And Warsaw Redemption Center is conveniently located in the parking lot of Family Life Church in Warsaw, right on your way to Tops and Walmart. Learn more online at warsawredemptioncenter.com. Proud sponsors of high school sports.
Back at Heartwood Park, it's Jimmy Jam and Mike Holmes on the call for CJ Country. Quarter number two getting ready to start between LPW and Leroy Calmum. It's not even a tale of two drives. It's been a tale of one and a half drives because the rivals did such a great job with the time of possession. They didn't get points out of it, and now LPW here on their very first drive here, and they've used up the rest of the time in that quarter.
Yeah, the rivals held the ball for over 7 minutes, and now the Dogs have held the ball for over 4 minutes. Still no score.
Second and eight here from the 32-yard line and a hand off the right side there. Merritt trying to push forward to get some yardage and nothing doing. Maybe another yard. So we're looking at a third down and seven, it looks like.
This is where we'll see one of the things that the rivals have been able or have been beat on is sometimes when these tight formations, Alexander ran some double tight end as well, they can get beat to the outside. Let's see if this is where and when LPW tries to get to the outside on a sweep or something off the tackle out wide.
They've got a bunch of talented players that once you get them in space, they can be absolutely deadly. So we'll see what they can dial up here on a third and seven, trying to keep the keep this drive going. Ball to 34. And LPW approached the line. They're going to send two receivers out to one side there. They'll send out Ronan Merritt and Braden to one side. And two men in the backfield. Kelly going to roll out to his left, trying to find a receiver. And he's got Sumariski, who's going to cut up inside. And not much of anything. Matter of fact, he's going to lose 2 yards on the play, it looks like. So it'll be a fourth down.
Yeah, it was just a quick swing pass out to Sumariski. There wasn't any blocking in front. The rivals are doing a great job of breaking down on the ball and making Sumariski cut back inside, and then the pursuit got there and knocked him down.
Junior Donovan Gallard's going to receive this punt now. He's also standing back there with number 28, Jude Chris, the sophomore, standing back at around their 40-yard line here, waiting for this punt to go off here. It's 10:32 to go here in quarter number two with no score, and there's a snap and punt. Decent hang time. They're going to be bounced, and a great roll for LPW down to about the 30-yard line, inside the 30, down about the 28, and that's where Leroy Calmum sets up shop. We'll be back in 30 seconds. This is Section 5 Football on CJ Country.
Adel Rock Gravel Products in Pike and Freedom. Join CJ Country in wishing our local athletes the best of luck and a productive season. Adel Rock Gravel Products is your home for filtered Cow Beach sand. Cow Beach sand is easier on your cow's hooves and easier to clean. They also offer all kinds of gravel products, including bank run, crusher run, oversized, screened, cleaned, and washed. Find out more by calling 567-2100 or stop by Adel Rock Gravel Products, Route 19 in Pike, and an awesome road in Freedom.
Brady McCourg under center here on first and 10 from their own 29-yard line. Three receivers out to the left. And from the gun, McCourg waits on the snap here. And a pass on the flat, and that's Elmore up to the 30-yard line and out of bounds at the 31. And so it looks like a gain of about 2 yards on the play.
Looks like McIntyre came over from his linebacker position to help knock him out of bounds. And when McIntyre was trying to get him out of bounds, he swung his arm like a tomahawk trying to knock the ball out as well. So it looks like LPW has been coached to go after the ball tonight.
Rain is not a factor at the moment as far as slickness and everything, because the rain has stopped, but we don't know if it'll return or not. We'll see how it all shakes out. Three receivers out to the right, and this time McQuirk is from the gun. He's the lone man in the backfield. Going to roll to his right and try to get to the edge if he can. McIntyre out there to meet him, spins him around, and he has to go out of bounds there, and a flag comes out at the very end of the play, two on top of it. So they lost a couple yards, but we'll see what this call is going to be.
Yeah, that was a called quarterback sweep. McClurg never actually made any attempt to look like he was going to throw the ball. He immediately tucked it and started to run as quick as he could to the sideline. The flag was thrown away after the play.
McIntyre's very good at taking away the edge from people.
Yeah, he got there quick and was able to get and slow him down and keep him inside the and hold him up until they got help on pursuit. Now they're going to talk. Well, they're talking to the officials and maybe the coaches about this penalty, if they're going to take it, if they're going to accept it or not.
Waiting for the call here. And we've got a face mask penalty there. So
holding. It's
holding on LPW. Unless he pointed the wrong direction.
It was holding against Leroy.
Okay, because he pointed in that direction.
It was declined, so it was holding against Leroy Caledonia Mumford. Okay. It was declined.
Right.
And so now it's going to bring up 3rd and 12 thanks to the loss on the play on the quarterback sweep.
All right, so it's going to be a 3rd down now, and 3rd and 11, 3rd and 12, 3 receivers out to the left. And it's going to be Ridgey in the backfield, McQuirk from the gun. Back to pass, and try to find a man downfield, and looking for a receiver, and over his head, incomplete, intended for Austin Metzger.
That's a tough throw for McClurg to be on the far hash mark and throw it all the way across the field on this other end. You need a lot of arm, and he had plenty of arm strength. The accuracy was just slightly off. He just missed him over his head by a couple inches.
Ronan Merritt and Braden Merritt back to receive this punt, and we've seen Braden tilt the field a couple times on returns this year, and I know LPW would love to take advantage of a short field. Standing back in the 38 to wait on this punt.
It should be about me. Usually looks like it's about a 30-yard punt out of the Leroy Rivals here.
No wind right now as they wait on this, as they wait to punt this away. Wait on snap, decent snap. And a low trajectory kick going to be taken and take a friendly roll, but taken on the bounce by Merritt up to the 40. Tries to break one tackle. He'll dive ahead and get up to about the 45. That's where LPW starts. We'll be back in 30. It's Section 5 football on CJ Country.
Discover all that SUNY GCC has to offer at their academic open house on Saturday, November 8th from 9 a.m. till noon. Tour GCC's beautiful campus and state-of-the-art facilities, including College Village student housing. The academic and student affairs departments will be there to answer all your questions. Register online today at genesee.edu/visit. That's genesee.edu/visit.
Back at Hartwick Park here is LPW getting ready on a first and 10 from their own 45. 9:28 to go here in the second quarter. And it's going to be a keeper around the end there by Kelly that's going to pick up, looks like about 2 yards, I think. Maybe, yeah, about 2 yards on the play up to about the 47.
Another just, that was one of their bread and butter plays. They fake the handoff on the inside to Sumariski. Kelly puts his hand in his belly and then puts the ball in his hip and tries to go around the end. Good job of defense by the Rivals on that one, keeping Kelly contained.
So both teams going back and forth here, nothing yielding fruit yet here. Leroy Calmum did get down inside LPW's 10, but came away with no points. Kelly on a handoff, pitch out to Sumariski off the left side. Sumariski's got a lane and room to run to the second level. Still on his feet and down finally at the 37-yard line of Leroy Calmum. First and 10 for LPW.
There's a couple fakes on that play. It looks like they were faking a fullback trap on the inside. side, but the fullback takes a step left and goes back right. He faked that handoff, and then he pitched it out wide, and Simariski had a lane there, a lot of good blocking downfield. He had a lane that he was able to ride down for a good 20 yards.
They're going to mark him right around the 36-yard line of the Rivals. And fresh set of downs, and here we go as LPW approaches the line of the power T. And you have Gaff back there, Simariski and Merritt. And now we're going to have a false start here. Going to be a 5-yard penalty on LPW.
Yeah, that looked a little sloppy. As soon as Maddox put his hand down on the center, somebody moved, and then the 5-yard penalty. So that's unfortunate for LPW. It's pretty important that whoever scores first might control the game. Like I said in pregame, LPW is like kind of a grinded out team. Leroy is more of a quick strike team, but if LPW can get up on top, they can continue to grind them and loosen them up in the second half especially.
All right, Kelly with a handoff to Simariski. Up the middle. Nope, a keeper by Kelly. Great fake there, and he's on his feet. And a gain of about 13 yards on the play, but a flag comes out on the opposite side of the field.
There's a flag down here. It might be the official is motioning to the Leroy sideline that maybe it's a sideline warning.
Yeah, my get back. He did kind of make the motion with his hands. So that's a warning. And then the second time, what is it?
A penalty.
But how many yards is it?
Is that a 10? I don't know. We always move back when he told us to.
Fair enough.
Actually, the officials really don't want to call that. So I honestly, 10 yards maybe? That's my guess.
Okay, so gain of 13 on the play for Kelly. And it's going to be a second down and 2 from the 28 of the Rivals with 7:49 to go here before halftime. From the power team. Nobody spread out there. And a handoff right up the middle. And I believe that was... trying to make out the number there real quick on the carry. That is number 12, Aiden Shelley, first carry of the ball game for him.
I saw the two, and I couldn't tell if it was Shelley or Mann, but either way, we'll give Shelley credit enough for a first down.
Yep, Shelley's out there, and that speaks to what we talked about before the ball game. They've got a slew of guys that can run, and you can just plug and play, like you mentioned at the ball game. And they all run really well. Like Shelley's had his moments this season carrying the ball. Ragatuso's had his moments. They've all done well when called upon. So here we go now, Kelly, and it's going to be a handoff to Gaff up the middle. Nope, Simariski. I got faked out on that, and Simariski though upended after a gain of maybe a yard on the play there. So it'll be a second and 9.
Yeah, if you can't tell what's going on, imagine those poor linebackers for the Rivals down there trying to figure out where the ball is going. Again, another good fake by Kelly and a nice run by Simariski. Didn't get much, though.
No.
Good job by the defense that time not to be faked out like my play-by-play partner.
It happens a lot.
I know it
get
does.
Used to it. Yeah. You do the game with me once a year, you're used to this. I mean, LPW is very good at doing what they do. Give credit where credit is due. So it's a second down and just less than 10 there. This time, Simariski saw that one off left side. Room to run. He's got a hole, and he's going to get down to the 5 and carry into the end zone for a touchdown. It's a touchdown, 6-0 LPW.
And that's what this offense does to the defense is it just pounds you, and eventually there's going to be somebody's going to miss a tackle, somebody's going to make a great block, and you're going to go for a long gain, and that's what happened with Simariski. Nice run off the left side, and he dragged the tackler into the end zone with him.
So 6-0 with the conversion to come. And we'll see if they go for two here. I don't see Slocum out here, so I don't know.
He might be one of those dual sport athletes where he might have a soccer game tonight. So a dual sport athlete in New York State, you have to say what your primary sport is.
Right.
And if your team has that primary game, you have to go to that. I wonder if he's a soccer player. Justin Mann has been handling the kickoff and punt duty so far.
Well, they're going to go for two here to try to make it 8-0 here with 6:28 to go, and a handoff to Simariski to hit the hole, and he's in for the 2-point conversion. It's 8-0. We'll be back in 60 seconds. This is Section 5 football on CJ Country.
The Steinbrenner Allstate Agency in Leroy joined CJ Country Radio in wishing our area high school athletes a safe, healthy, and successful season this year. When personal insurance like auto, home, and life insurance finds its way to the top of your to-do list, reach out to the good hands people at the Leroy Allstate office. Not all insurance is the same, and the professionals at the Steinbrenner Allstate Agency are what makes the difference. You're in good hands with Allstate.
All season long, Complete Payroll is proud to team up with CJ Country to wish our local athletes the best of luck for an amazing season. For over 30 years, thousands of businesses have called an audible on their current payroll provider and made the switch to Complete Payroll. Let Complete Payroll complete your team. Make the call to 888-237-5800 or visit CompletePayroll.com. Welcome to Payroll Country.
Back at Hartwick Park, 8-0. LPW over Leroy Calmum. And it's going to be a low squib kick taken by one of the taken at the 20-yard line, 25, 30. And Elmore tries to reverse his field. He's trying to get to the other edge if he can, up to the 35, and just shy of the 40-yard line, the 39, first and 10 for the Rivals.
I'm pretty sure that's who they didn't want the ball to go to on the kickoff. And Elmore did a good job just going, reversing his field, and kind of moving in and out of traffic to get ahead for about 10 yards after he picked up the squib ball.
6:19 to go here in the second quarter. 8-0 LPW in the lead here. And so here we go. The Rivals now sent two receivers out to the right from the I formation. Brady McCourt, the junior, here in the I formation. And here's the handoff, and it's going to be a carry with Weber there, who's going to get himself a gain of about, looks like about 5-6 yards on the play there. So it'll be a second down. It looks like a second down at about 4.
So I saw on this side, that was an unbalanced line. Dylan Elkett, the tight end on this side of the line and not closest to us on the left side of the offensive line, had a cut block on the on one of the LPW players to try to get him the pursuit off the field. And then Jake McClurg upended the running back, and he flew in the air about 3 or 4 yards was most of his carry.
Elmore to the left, Gallier to the right. Here's a handoff up the middle. Weber one more time past the first down marker into LPW territory and brought down at the 47. First down for the Rivals.
Just simple dive play or simple blast play off the left tackle. Good blocking that time by the Rivals to get ahead for a first down.
For your Rivals,
ball marks at the 47-yard line here.
LPW territory. We have first down and 10 at
the McCourt approaches the line. They'll send Elmore way out to the right side.
I'm assuming he's a JV call-up based on
and waiting on the snap. One man in the backfield, which is Weber. Hand off to him off the left side. And he's starting to make some cuts there and make some yardage there. He's going to pick up another 7 yards on the play down to the LPW 40.
Credit the Rivals' offensive line. They pushed the LPW defense back about 5 yards. There was no one near Weber until he was way past the line of scrimmage and 3 or 4 yards down the field.
Steady diet of Weber right now. 3 consecutive runs here. As I said, receiver to the left from the I formation. McClurg waiting for the snap, and it's going to be a handoff this time. Quick handoff, and that's going to be Ridgie, who's going to be very close to the first down if he doesn't have it. And I think they're going to mark him short. Nope, across the way, it looks like it's a first down.
It's very close. Sun on the tackle going from his right defensive end position to tackle. They are talking it over, and we're going to get a measurement.
All right. Just a reminder, while we wait for the chain gang to come out, I'll tell you what, why don't we step away for 30 seconds. This is Section 5 football here on CJ Country.
Select Collision in Batavia joins CJ Country in wishing all our area high school athletes the best season ever. If you find yourself in a situation where you need auto body repair work, Select Collision wants you to know you have the right to have your vehicle repaired at the shop of your choice. Select a shop that believes you're the customer, not the insurance company. Have your vehicle repaired properly at Select Collision, Clinton Street Road in Batavia.
Back at Hartwick Park here, and it's a first down on the measurement. Good crowd on hand tonight, considering that the rain has come back a little bit. Definitely, you know, it's cold and in the 50s a little bit. That rain goes through you. There's something about the autumn rain that goes right through you. Sitting in the stands is not fun, so kudos to everybody who came out. Even across the way, the LPW bleachers are full as well, too. It's a first and 10 from the 37. The score now, 8-0 LPW over the Rivals. 4:30 to go here before halftime. Two receivers out to the right, and you've got the I formation there. McClurg under center calling signals and waiting on the snap. It's going to be a handoff there. Nope, it's got fake to Weber. Back to pass. McCourt trying to find a man. Throwing toward the sideline. Going to be incomplete. Down at the feet of the receiver there. It'll be a second down.
So that was another unbalanced line where the tackle from the left side of the offense moves to the right. McClurg rolled that way, but good coverage in the backfield by LPW because McClurg had lots of time to throw, but there was no one open for him.
Second and 10. Ball at the 36, 37-yard line.
And
we got two receivers out to the right. They'll send Elmore and Galliard out. And it is Weber and
he's just walking 5-6 yards in the crack.
Weber and Ridgey in the backfield. McCourt calling signals there, and it's going to be a sort of an end around. It's Elmore trying to find room, 35, and going to go out of bounds right around the 32-yard line. So game of about 7 on the play there. So 3rd and 3 to come.
So one of Leroy's favorite plays is the end around to Elmore. They went for a touchdown against Alexander a couple weeks ago. This time the LPW defense stayed where they're supposed to, stayed home. Olkett made the tackle. Elmore delivered the blow on the tackle, but Olkett was able to hold on and push him out of bounds for a tackle. Only a 5-yard gain.
Yeah, only 5-yard gain. 3rd and 5 here for the Rivals. Elmore spread out to one side and Galliard to the right side there. Weber's the lone back in the backfield. You've got Ridgey in the slot. And McCourt calling signals. Now they set Ridgey in motion. And it's a handoff to Weber there. And a nice hole there that closes quickly. Gain of about 3 yards on the play. It's going to be a 4th and 2. And pretty much 4-down territory here.
So this is one of the many formations that the Rivals are running. This time it was a double wing look. They moved the wing in motion as a lead blocker for the one running back in the backfield. And the good LPW defense was able to fight off that fullback, or the lead blocker, I should say, and keep them to a gain of a couple.
And here we go, breaking from the huddle. They'll send Elmore way out to the right side, past the hash. They've got, going to have McClurg under center. And handoff to Weber, left side, trying to find room to run there. And he's going to have enough for the first down there, but not for lack of trying by LPW to drag him down.
Yeah, there's some good blocking on the left side of the line that time. All the LPW players were engaged with blocks. Eventually, they're able to disengage, but by the time they did, he got ahead for the 3 yards he needed for the first down.
This is where it gets interesting. 2 minutes 40 seconds to go here. A fresh set of downs for Leroy Calmum. And they're down 8-0 here. And LPW has got the second half kickoff here. So they desperately want to get a score here. Lest LPW, you know, gets the jump on them at the start of the second half. So Leroy, it's crucial to get a points here. McClurg from the eye. Two receivers out to the left. And it's going to be handoff to fake to Weber. Trying to throw a man complete. And it's compete to Ridgey. Right around the 20-yard line. And he has got a first down, and it's going to go out of bounds right around the 13-yard line.
Logan Gaff fired from his outside linebacker position right at McClurg. McClurg was able, as he turned, he saw him coming in just the nick of time, dumped the ball off to the spot on the field in the flat where Logan Gaff had left, and that was an easy pass, pitch and catch, and McClurg was able to catch it, or Reggie, excuse me, was able to get it, and good tackle by Brady Merritt to save a touchdown.
They're going to mark it officially right around the 12-yard line there, a 1st and 10. Leroy Calmum can get a fresh set of downs here without going in from the eye. And it's going to be handoff to Weber this time. And try to go off tackle. The ball's out! And LPW might have this. Third time might be a charm on a fumble getting the ball back. And we'll see what they can do. It's LPW ball. And that is huge with 1:45 to go here before halftime.
I don't know what happened. I don't know if he didn't get the handoff clean to deal with. By the time he hit the hole, the ball was already on the field. So I don't know if he got the handoff clean. And a big turn of events, the second time that LPW has been able to stop the Rivals inside LPW's 20 to keep them off the scoreboard as they now lead 8-0 with 1:45 left to go in the half.
And I believe they have all their timeouts. It's interesting to see if they can get the double dip going here, if they can get some kind of score. Although the way the yards have been tough to come by, it might be a big ask. But 1:45 to go, they'll give it a shot. 1st and 10 from their own 15-yard line. It's going to be a handoff off the Gaff. No, it's Sumariski actually on the carry there. I apologize. And a first down up to the 27-yard line. Good game.
Then now they might pick it up the pace a little bit and see if they can get the first down and see if they can get to the 50 and really try to put some of their off-tackle plays in to see what they want to do here, if they want to keep rolling it or try to score.
Seems like we might have our hardest rainfall of the game here at this point now, falling before halftime here. It's pretty steady, bigger drops and stuff, and a few umbrellas come out here at Hartwick Park. So it's going to be a 1st and 10 now from the 27. Kelly from the power tee going to get Sumariski in motion there. And a handoff, and that is Gaff off the left side. And Rumi's got blockers in front of him, past the first down marker, up to the 40, still on his feet. Great effort up to the 41-yard line here with 1:03 to go.
Good run by Gaff. Gaff put his left hand on his blocker and pushed his blocker where you want him to go. He was able to get chased down off his backside by one of the linebackers for the Rivals. Otherwise, he might have gone all the way.
All right, we'll step away for 60 seconds as there's a timeout. This is Section 5 Football on CJ Country.
Are you looking for an investment which offers a great return? If so, think about having orthodontic treatment at Salmon Orthodontics. Salmon Orthodontics provides the most up-to-date, state-of-the-art orthodontic treatments like Invisalign and clear braces. A beautiful smile enhances your self-confidence, self-esteem, and opens up life opportunities. They have multiple offices throughout Western New York for optimal convenience. Visit them at salmonorthodontics.com to begin your journey to a better life. Salmon Orthodontics wishes all the area high school athletes a fun, healthy, and successful season this year.
Special news alert. The Firing Pin 2.0 is finally open. It's been a long 2 years since the fire and operating out of a storage shed, but it's finally here and bigger and better than ever. Brandon and his crew are extremely excited for you to see their spectacular new facility that will thrill any gun enthusiast. Two floors of everything guns, plus a state-of-the-art indoor firing range. The Firing Pin would like to thank all of their loyal customers for supporting them during these trying times and invite you to come enjoy and be a part of the brand new Firing Pin, Route 33 in Bergen. And the Firing Pin wishes all of our local high school sports teams a bullseye of a season.
Back at Hartwick Park, 103 to go here before halftime, 8-0. LPW with a first down at their own 41-yard line. Here they can do. You have two more timeouts to burn as Kelly comes to the line here, waiting on the snap. And it's going to be a pitch out to Sumariski, trying to have room to run. And going to get met right away in the backfield. Great defensive play by Colton Halliday for Leroy Calmum.
Halliday got in the backfield. He was waiting for Sumariski to catch the pitch, and Sumariski had nowhere to go. Great play by the rival defense.
All right, they'll burn a timeout. We'll step away for a timeout as well for 60. This is Section 5 Football on CJ Country.
As in sports, we all need a game plan for life. We set goals, celebrate achievements, and share the good and bad times with those around us. In sports, we count on our teammates. In life, it's our family and friends who are there for us. Since 1919, Weeks Funeral Home in Warsaw has been an established family friend. When it's time to discuss your at-need or pre-need funeral arrangements, call or visit Brian Kazmarek at Weeks Funeral Home at the Monument in downtown Warsaw. 786-2200 or visit online at weeksfuneral.com.
Good luck to all of our local athletes from Summit Family Dental Care. A smile can brighten your day, and they're here to help make it shine. At Summit Family Dental Care, they are dedicated to providing exceptional care for your entire family. Scheduling your next appointment is easy. Just call their Warsaw or Geneseo location today. Summit Family Dental Care, because your smile matters. Visit summitfamilydentalcare.com anytime.
And back to action there, sort of a Statue of Liberty play and a handoff to Gath that's going to pick up, looks like it's about 7 yards on the play. And the Rivals will now burn a timeout with 45 seconds to go here. It'll be a third down at about 7 at this point.
One of the plays that LPW uses to try to get a big play is that Statue of Liberty play. They've run it a number of times, so the other teams are used to it. And especially in this situation, I'm sure they were thinking that something like that, a misdirection could be coming. Rain really coming down here at Hartwood Park as conditions are deteriorating. It's getting colder and wetter as the game continues.
Absolutely. This is something that LPW's got to be smart to not cough up the football, because they do run a lot of the fakes and counters and things and stuff, and it's really important that ball security is key here. And they are up 8-0. They are going to get the second half kickoff. They don't have to make something happen here. They can play it safe.
They would like to get the first down and run out. They would like to get the first down, of course, and try to run off the clock at the very least.
Yeah.
I don't want to give the ball back to Leroy, who has an explosive offense. But you're also right. You don't want to put the ball on the ground either. So there's nothing wrong with punting in this situation if that's what it comes down to.
45 seconds left. Kelly approaches the line here on a third down and 7. And it is a handoff to Merritt, trying to find all his blockers and heading up to midfield, very close to the yard marker there. It's going to be a 4th and 1, just shy of the marker.
That will be very close. Again, we were talking about how the LPW running backs are very patient. It's the system. They're taught to follow their blockers, let the blocks develop. Merritt did a great job on that play. He comes up a little limp now, and it's going to be fourth and one. Ooh, tough call here. Go forward or not. Fourth and one from the 51.
Let's take a 30-second timeout. This is Section 5 Football on CJ Country.
Norton's Chiselwood in Alexander wishes all the area high school athletes a safe and successful season and wants to let everyone know. Now's the time to get your Poly outdoor furniture to enjoy not only now, but also throughout the fall football season. And it's just a great time to take a country drive for a fun, unique shopping experience. Norton's Chiselwood is loaded with other new items like unique wood products, home decor, Amish products, and many one-of-a-kind gift items. Find them in Alexander at 4309 Gilhooly Road and check them out on Facebook for more products and store hours. So good luck, student athletes from Norton's Chiselwood.
Rain goes right through you. All right, back at Harwood Park here. It is Jimmy and Mike Holmes on the call for CJ Country. Let's state the score here. 8-0 LPW, fourth and one. Ball at the right at midfield right now, fourth and one. 35 seconds left here, and LPW is going to go for it on fourth down here. And for all the intents and purposes to keep the ball out of Leroy Calmum's hands. And we're seeing if they're going to get them to jump, and they are not. They're going to call a timeout. So they tried to jump them out, get them jump offside. We'll come back in 60. This is Section 5 football here on CJ Country.
Country Kitchen in Perry wishes all of our local athletes the best of luck. Country Kitchen Restaurant has terrific specials every day, so you can have the best breakfast, a finger-licking lunch, and a delicious dinner. What? You want it to go? No problem. And speaking of getting something to go, did you know they have terrific pizza and wing specials? Country Kitchen Restaurant, 34 South Main Street in Perry. Hey, why not call and order a pizza right now? Call 237-5640.
Hendrickson's Hoof Trimming wishes all of our local athletes the best of luck for a productive season. Did you know that cow comfort is essential to milk production? A healthy cow is a profitable cow. Hendrickson's has been in the hoof trimming business for over 40 years. For the health of your herd, contact Zane at Hendrickson's Hoof Trimming at 269-9587. That's 269-9587. Hendrickson's Hoof Trimming, a proud sponsor of high school sports on CJ Country.
Feels it. Justin Mann to punt this ball away. He gets the punt away, and it's going to go out of bounds. See, the official marks it with 30 seconds left. Going to mark it right at the 30-yard line here. So Leroy 70 yards from Pater to try to get back in this ball game.
30 seconds, no timeouts for Leroy. I believe they burned all their timeouts in the last sequence. LPW very lucky to get that ball off as the punt or the snap to the punter, Justin Mann, bounced to him or kind of then stopped kind of like a chip shot on a putting green. It stopped. He had to pick it up, and he just got it off before somebody got a hand on it. So even though it's a short punt, you got to give him credit for getting it off.
30 seconds left here for Leroy Calmum. The rival set up with the receiver out to the left side. Two receivers actually left. It's going to be Galliard. It's going to be Elmore. And an I formation, McCourt under center. You got Ridgey back there and Weber calling signals. Hand off to Weber off the left side. Room to run up to the 40, 45, and stopped at the 50-yard line with 25 seconds left. The clock will stop to move the chains here.
So they should get right up on the line of scrimmage and be ready to snap the ball, and that's exactly what they're doing. Unbalanced line to the left.
Two receivers out to the left eye formation, and this time McCourt's going to clock at this time. So it'll be a second down and 10 from the 50 with 22 seconds left.
Good job by McClure snapping the ball, getting the line, getting everyone up to the line and getting the ball snapped and killing the clock here. Now we'll see what kind of what they want to run. The rain is not helping them if they want to put the ball up. I'm sure that might be one of the considerations for the Rivals as they call this play.
Second and 10 from the 50 for the Rivals. 22 seconds left. And McClure under center. Ridgey in the backfield, and now they'll send a man in motion there, and it's going to be Ridgey. Nope, is Ridgey up the gut there. He's got to pick up about a yard on the play to the 49 with 16 seconds left, and it's going to be a third down now and nine, and I don't know if they're going to
It doesn't look like they want to. I think they're concerned about the rain. They don't want to put the ball up with the ball being that wet.
All right, and the clock is going to ebb away here, and that's how we're going to get to halftime with the score LPW 8, Leroy Calmum nothing. We will take a three-minute timeout. We'll come back, and then we'll summarize what happened here in the first half and more as we move through halftime here on Section 5 Football here on CJ Country.
The Warsaw and Bergen Sea Stores and Alexander Country Deli are proud sponsors of high school sports on CJ Country. Stop into the Warsaw and Bergen Sea Stores and Alexander Country Deli and get your gas, snacks, beverages, and lottery tickets. Plus, pick up lunch. Bergen Sea Store on Clinton Street Road in Bergen. Warsaw Sea Store, Route 19 in Warsaw, and Alexander Country Deli on Main Street in Alexander. Your small town convenience stores and fueling stations with high quality customer service.
Best of luck to our local sports teams from Ott's Collision Service in Warsaw. Ott's handles your ride scheduled maintenance, mechanical repairs, and tires. And should you get in an accident, Ott's will restore your vehicle to look as good as new. Serving CJ Country with quality work since 1957. Ott's Collision Service on Route 19 just south of Warsaw. Call 786-5810.
The last winter storm left over 100,000 Western New Yorkers without power. Country Line Electric can help protect you and your family from our unpredictable and dangerous weather. We have Generac standby generators automatically switching your electrical service to generator power at the onset of a power outage. Also, portable generators and the necessary accessories to hook them into your panel box. Buy now so you're prepared before the next storm hits. Don't forget about us for all your electrical and plumbing needs too. Country Line Electric in Silver Springs and Batavia.
Hats off to our local athletes from the Perry Vets Club. You make your community proud, and they look forward to seeing how far you can go this season and beyond. Many of you may have relatives that are veterans. Remember that military veterans are always welcome at the Perry Vets Club. Membership for veterans is free. Perry Vets Club opens 7 days a week at 64 Lake Street in Perry.
With everything life can throw your way, you need someone on your side, someone to watch your back. It's time to put Hearts Insurance on your team. The independent professionals at Hearts Insurance Agency are experts when it comes to protecting you and your family, your car, truck, or recreational vehicles, your home, business, or farm. Call today for a review of your coverage and a no-obligation quote. Phone 237-2126. Hearts Insurance Agency in Perry. The standard of excellence since 1877.
All right, back at Leroy. And the score right now, LPW 8, Leroy Calmum nothing. And just one touchdown to report in the game so far.
Caden Samirsky, 25 yards off the left side with 6:28 left to go in the second quarter. That's our only score. Leroy, Caledonia, Mumford have threatened a couple times inside the LPW 20-yard line. They turned the ball over once on downs, and then in the second quarter, they fumbled the ball inside the 20-yard line, and LPW was able to recover.
What have you been seeing so far? What have you been observing when you look at these two teams here? I think LPW's, they're pretty. I mean, I've seen a couple new formations, a couple new plays, but pretty much it's what we've expected out of them all season, running by committee, and pretty solid doing it actually.
Yeah, I think it's. The system is still working, and I think maybe the rain might have called off some of those plays where they were getting a little wider, trying to widen things out, going back to their bread and butter. It's with the rain, it might be one of those grinded out type of games. The rain may have cost Leroy some of their throws too. They're not throwing the ball as often as they have in the past, but you can also credit the ball possession. I mean, both teams have been running the ball pretty well. They just not a lot of points to show for it so far. The defenses have stiffened when necessary. The ill-time penalty here or there. The balls are squirted out of the Leroy hands a couple times. Two after the whistle, one during play. So it's been what you kind of expected. Two good teams battling and trying to assert their dominance on the ground.
We have we talked about this off the air and didn't really, because of time and circumstance of the game, didn't really get into it and stuff. We've talked about LPW, how well they're run by committee, but the one thing I noticed maybe different than what's going on with Leroy Calmum is like Weber hits those holes right away, and you see a lot of patience out of LPW's runners to wait for blocks to set up and follow their blocks and stay behind and waiting for things to develop.
So with this power tee system, there's multiple ways you can block a play. So the linemen will communicate on the line of scrimmage, how they're going to block the play. It'll be based on the alignment, where the defensive players are lining up in front of them. So you might have a guard, my play might be going to the right. You might have the left guard or tackle coming across and sealing someone, and you have to wait until that block is set before you cut in behind them. So the LPW running backs have been taught to be patient. More than once today, we've seen them have their hand on the jersey of their blocker in front of them and kind of showing them or pushing them where they want them to go, because they've been taught to be patient and wait for that seam to develop and follow their tracks. There's all these tracks that they go on these plays, and they have to follow their tracks and wait for those blocks to develop. Whereas the rivals, it's kind of smash mouth football, old school Leroy, old school Caledonia. Yeah, we line up in front of you, we buckle up our helmets, we come right at you. We might pull a guard at you. We might lead you with a fullback, but we're coming right at you. And so that's why Weber hits the holes quicker, where it takes a little longer for the LPW players to hit their holes because they're waiting for those blocks to develop.
Well, in the second half here, I think the biggest factor of anything in this game is going to be how the rain's going to kind of dictate. It is going to dictate. We're falling hard enough and falling often enough now. It's going to make the conditions, so I think it's going to dictate how these teams approach the second half. Now, LPW can pretty much, they're running offense. They can kind of just stay true to form and stuff and just make sure ball security is key. But how, you know, Leroy's a passing first offense. How do they adapt? How do they adjust?
Passing heavy offense. I don't know if it's passing first. They've been running the ball pretty well tonight.
True.
So what they're hoping is they can get a stop and get the ball back and do some adjustments. Maybe try to get the ball to the outside a little bit. Elmore has been dangerous when he's had the ball. Weber's been running quite well, but the defense for LPW is stiffened. For LPW, what you're hoping for is you get that ball, you hold the ball for 6 minutes, 7 minutes, you drive down the field, you get that second touchdown. It makes you feel a lot better about how the game's going to go for the rest of the time. Then you start making Leroy one-dimensional.
We will step away. We're going through halftime ceremonies here at the field, and we're going to come back in about 3 minutes. We're going to come back and talk about, as we do when, you know, John not here, so we're gonna have the conversation with Mike here about the Bills on a bye week. No football this weekend and stuff, but I'd like to get his perspective, because normally it's just me and John talking about the Bills, but we'll come back and do that as we move through halftime. The score, LPW 8, Leroy Cal Mum nothing. This is Section 5 football on CJ Country.
Robinson and Hackamer Funeral Home in Warsaw joined CJ Country in wishing our local high school athletes the best of luck for a successful competitive season. You make all of us proud. At Robinson and Hackamer Funeral Home in Warsaw, Joe and Jay are ready to talk to you. You will appreciate their commitment to service and trust. Call them at 786-2424. Robinson and Hackamer Funeral Home in Warsaw. They understand your needs.
Rob's Glass wishes all of our local athletes the best of luck this season. If it has to do with glass, Rob's Glass should be your first call. They specialize in shower enclosures, new construction and replacement windows, storefronts, mirrors, tabletops, and windshields. Having years of experience in the industry, you can feel confident that Rob's Glass can handle any and all of your glass needs. Give Rob's Glass a call today at their Warsaw office at 786-2568 or their Batavia office at 345-1111 for your next project. Rob's Glass, reflecting excellence since 1984.
Days are getting shorter, nights are getting longer, and your thoughts should be going to ready yourself for the winter ahead. Hi, Tony Pekka here for Reisdorf Oil and Propane. If you don't have Reisdorf as your fuel oil and propane supplier, there is still time. Now is a great time to get your furnace or boiler in shape. So don't wait. Find out why more people trust Reisdorf than any other fuel and propane supplier. Family owned and operated since 1953. Call for a price quote today and speak to one of our energy experts. 343-4453.
Good luck, high school athletes from Harding Plumbing and Heating. Now is the time to have your furnace serviced or replaced, and Harding Plumbing and Heating is the company to call. They service Wyoming, Genesee, and Livingston counties and offer free estimates on new installations. From simple plumbing fixes to water treatment and filtration systems and everything in between, no job is too big or too small. And with 24-hour emergency service, you can count on Harding Plumbing. Call 237-5561 or visit HardingPlumbing.com.
If you talk and they will hear you.
Why are we getting killed like this?
Kyle's not here. Got caught drinking beer in the park a couple of nights ago.
Really?
Yeah. Zero tolerance. He's out for the season.
Harsh.
Hey, he knew not to drink. We've made that clear to all of our kids, right?
No, not really.
Bill, if we don't tell them what we expect and why they shouldn't drink, how are they going to know?
Talk. They hear you. For more information, visit underagedrinking.samhsa.gov.
Brought to you by Wyoming County Partners for Prevention.
Cole Building Solutions specializes in building agricultural and commercial barns and storage. Since 2012, Cole Building Solutions does exceptional work and are now a proud partner with Powerlift Hydraulic Doors of New York to add yet another solution for your building needs. For over 20 years, owner Jesse Cole and his crew have maintained their excellent reputation throughout Western New York and have built many structures across the community. Learn more by calling Cole Building Solutions at 558-4140 or stop in at 3925 Route 19 in Silver Springs.
WCJW, Warsaw, Batavia, Avon, Arcade, and Geneseo. 100.9, 103.7, 104.3, 104.9, 105.5. And streaming at WCJW.com. Western New York, CJ Country.
Back in Hartwood Park in Leroy, it is Mike Holmes and Jimmy Jam here for you on CJ Country's halftime. Ceremonies continue here. It's still quite a few minutes away from getting back to football action, and the rain's pretty much relentless at this point. You did come across at least one score, right, from other Section 5 action?
Yeah, it's York Pavilion and Avon tied 14-all. York Pavilion jumped out to a 14-0 lead, but Avon has made a comeback in the second quarter.
York Pavilion, their program's grown quite a bit in just a short amount of time, a couple of years. Parker Bonafide, a big part of that, a quarterback.
I haven't seen them play, but yeah, they've had a good season so far this year.
So rain at this point, is it the heaviest we've seen probably all night right now? I think so.
It's I would say definitely it's the heaviest we've seen tonight so far. It doesn't look like it'll be letting up anytime soon either. It's coming off Lake Ontario, it looks like, and as I look at a radar on one of my phone apps, it looks like it's going to get heavier before it gets lighter.
It's interesting too, because the area has needed water so badly. We're in a drought situation, but one of the things Kevin Williams said is you don't want to get a ton back quickly. It's not good because the ground is sort of dried up and everything like that. So we'll keep an eye on the footing. You know what I mean? It could be interesting later on for sure.
Yeah, it could be. The field looked dry before the game started, a little chewed up in the middle. Not too bad. They only use it for football here. They have other soccer fields that they use at Hartwood Park. So it looks good so far. Well, the footing hasn't been an issue so far, but it is now raining a little harder than it did in the first half.
They are honoring members of the Leroy band here at halftime. They mentioned a bunch of seniors and acknowledged them, cheerleaders and football players out here at the field. So, Mike, you and I haven't really talked Bills this season very much. You were on the bye week right now, and the last 2 weeks have not been great. Is it an aberration? Or do you think they can fix the situation they're in right now? Where do you see, where's the problem if you're going to see? Because I always like to hear a new perspective. Me and John talk about this every week.
First of all, let's stop talking about the one seed. Everyone in Western New York, stop talking about the one seed. There's 12 weeks of football left.
Right.
Let's just let that go. Right now, we're in the second place in the AFC, much less the one seed. Defense has not been good. They really haven't played good in three games, actually. They should have lost three games. That they were lucky that Derek Humphrey, I wouldn't say luck, Ed Oliver forced a fumble, but they were not playing well against Baltimore for 3.5 quarters of that game. I think they need more weapons. Unfortunately, I don't think the defense is very good this year, and they're going to have to outscore their opponents. And I don't know if playing 2-3 tight ends and getting everyone jammed in the box and letting blitzes come, disguised blitzes come, and Josh Allen's having a hard time picking them up. I know when Brian Daboll is the offensive coordinator, they went empty or with four receivers, spread the field out. You spread out the defense, and Josh was able to pick up where the blitzes were coming, get rid of the ball. Right now, the blitzes that Atlanta used, and even go back to the championship game against Kansas City, it's blitzes, all-out blitzes that have been killing the Bills lately, at least on the offensive side.
I feel like, people are waiting for them to take a move, and you hear rumors about receivers out there and everything, but I feel like the Bills are so close to the cap, and I do think Bean is looking down the road here, you know what I mean? Because we're getting into the back half of Allen's career, and you want to make sure you're not setting yourself up for doom beyond the season, but it might mean a little pain this year. I don't know. Everybody wants the number one seed, and everybody wants to continue to be growth, and everybody wants that Super Bowl berth, but I don't know that they make a swing before the trade deadline. I don't know if that happens.
I don't know, but as you mentioned, Josh is probably getting closer to the second half of his career than the first. Have we wasted the first part of his career by not having enough weapons? Maybe everybody needs isn't right now the right idea, and they could very well figure everything out over the bye week and rattle off 10 wins in a row. That's not out of the realm of possibilities either, but it does seem like when he does scramble or when he's looking for someone to throw to, he doesn't have anybody open sometimes. And maybe that was because Josh Palmer got hurt. Maybe he was their blitz beater last week and he got hurt. He had a pretty good game up to the point where he got hurt. I don't know, but it doesn't seem like he's got weapons on his that he's been able to get to. It was curious that and sometimes when the game was on the line that Ty Johnson was in the game and not James Cook, even just to give him just to put the fear of James Cook in the defense, so maybe they don't tee off on Josh, or maybe they're worried that they're going to sweep James Cook out wide. I don't know. It's been a rough couple weeks.
It's as far as if they decided they were going to take a swing and trade for somebody here before the trade deadline, would you want to go defense or would you want a receiver? I mean, it gets sort of a two pronged question, because if you say receiver, then my next question is who would you want? So
I don't know who I'd want. I'm tired of hearing about the defense right now. We spent a lot of draft capital on defense in this last draft that only one of them is paying off. We haven't hit on a number one or number two pick in a long time, it seems like. I would say, yeah, get a receiver, get somebody to help on the offense, because I don't know. Hopefully, Obinjobi and Hoyt coming back. Hoyt better be Superman, because right now they need Superman. So he better have a cape. He better have a blue suit on. He better rip off his jersey and come on and then fly on and hope the other team doesn't have kryptonite.
He looked good in camp, for what it's worth, and he can play a lot of different places. So maybe he can fill in spots. Milano, again, going back on injured reserve. I think he's done at this point. I think he's all set and ready to go at this point.
Oh, did he go on injured reserve?
I saw this. Sante's going back on IR.
That's unfortunate for him, then, that he'll be out at least 4 weeks, and if not,
I'm going to double check that, but I'm almost positive I saw that. Go ahead. You were going to say that.
That's unfortunate for Milano. He does make plays when he's on the field. He's just getting to that point. He's played a lot of football, and he's now bad luck, or if it's age catching up to him, and that's unfortunate. And the Bills seemingly need him on the field, because he, even if he's not 100% physically, mentally, he's still very sharp, and he can sense where the plays are going to be, and he gets to the right spots. So that's unfortunate if he is out for several weeks now as well.
If they were going to take a receiver, would you want Olave? Would you want Waddle? I mean, who would you want if the Bills were going to take a wide receiver?
I can't see the Dolphins trading within the division to a
right.
team that they absolutely can't stand. So I don't know if Waddle would be the one. That'd be a rare. You know who you need. Xavier Worthy, but we traded out of the spot for him, and unfortunately the guy that we picked is not producing at the rate we thought he would be at the top of the second round. Unfortunately, Keon Coleman has not been what the Bills were looking for, what they were hoping he would become through these first 6 weeks of the season that we were hoping for over the summer, when they were hoping that he would be able to use his length and his strength to be able to fight for some balls.
It seems like, I mean, Carolina is no easy out. They're definitely improving and stuff like that, but are they coming along at the right time for the Bills when they come back from the break?
You would hope so. The Bills are pretty good coming off the break, so historically under McDermott, and that's the other thing, is the McDermott system broken? You know, we've been running this system, and we keep signing retreads to play the defense, and they say it's because they know the system, they know the system, they know the system. At what point do you stop knowing the system? At what point do you simplify the defense and the system so the players you do have can get to the ball and make plays and not have to think before they make a play, that they can just go to the ball, just go make a tackle instead of having to think that they're in the right spot? In the Baltimore game, I was up high. It was in the upper deck. And Zay Flowers, and it's been the same thing that happened with Mooney over the Monday night, when they throw into zone coverage, the Bills' zone coverage is nowhere to be found. Zay Flowers was wide open. No one around him for 20 yards. And that's, I mean, in a circle 20 yards, not just in front of him, behind him, in a circle, wide open. And same thing was happening this last week. So I don't know if the Bills' defense is so concerned about the run that the linebackers getting sucked in and they can't drop as far back as they have in the past, that the safeties are slow to react. But you got to change something, because right now the defense, and McDermott is supposed to be a defensive genius, but his defense has let the Bills down in the big games time after time and after time.
I didn't find anything definitive on Milano. I thought I saw that earlier, so I apologize until I get a confirmation. I was trying to find that here while you were talking. Why don't we step away? We won't worry about predictions and stuff this week. We'll save that for John when we get back, because we're in the bye, and I want to see if they make a swing at anybody and stuff, and then we'll take a more educated guess when the Panthers come. And next week, we're at Letchworth as LPW will take on about ER Ganada here on CJ Country. But we'll step away. We'll be back in 90 seconds. This is Section 5 football on CJ Country.
Whether you have a couple of cans rattling around your car or 1,000 cluttering up your garage, collect them up and bring them into Warsaw Redemption Center, where the friendly staff makes the process of redeeming for your nickel deposit quick and easy. And Warsaw Redemption Center is conveniently located in the parking lot of Family Life Church in Warsaw, right on your way to Tops and Walmart. Learn more online at WarsawRedemptionCenter.com. Proud sponsors of high school sports.
Edel Rock Gravel Products in Pike and Freedom. Join CJ Country in wishing our local athletes the best of luck and a productive season. Edel Rock Gravel Products is your home for filtered cow beach sand. Cow beach sand is easier on your cow's hooves and easier to clean. They also offer all kinds of gravel products, including bank run, crusher run, oversized, screened, cleaned, and washed. Find out more by calling 567-2100 or stop by Edel Rock Gravel Products. Route 19 in Pike and an awesome road in Freedom.
Discover all that SUNY GCC has to offer at their academic open house on Saturday, November 8th from 9 a.m. till noon. Tour GCC's beautiful campus and state-of-the-art facilities, including College Village student housing. The academic and student affairs departments will be there to answer all your questions. Register online today at genesee.edu/visit. That's genesee.edu/visit.
Back at Heartwood Park, 8-0 LPW over the Leroy Calmum rivals. The second half getting ready to start here, and the rain's still omnipresent here as we went through halftime having it. It seems to be a little less, but that's relative. It's good substantial rain. I mean, at any time during the drought that we've had over the past several weeks here in the area, this is the most steady rain I've seen, at least, you know, unless it's happening, you know, outside of daylight hours.
My daughter had a softball tournament in Pembroke last Saturday in Warsaw.
Right.
It rained all day. When I left the tournament and went through Attica, it was raining in Attica, but in Pembroke it didn't rain the entire day. So Warsaw got some steady rain last weekend, but needed steady rain, but it's been hit or miss of where the rain comes so far this fall.
So we're getting ready for the second half to start here shortly. LPW deferred on the opening coin toss, so they're going to get the ball up 8-0 here, and I think the best thing for them is, you know, ball control and control on the clock again, too. Another long drive would help here. Even if it doesn't yield points, just keep the ball out of Leroy's hands and just keep eating as much clock as you can.
Yeah, you want to shorten how many times Leroy gets the ball. If you can shorten how many times they get the ball, that would go a long way into helping you, you know, you get a touchdown, eat the clock, limit their possessions here in the second half. That would go a long way to getting the victory here tonight in a tough place to play.
Ronan Merritt's going to be deep along with Caden Sumariski, standing back at their own 10-yard line to receive this kickoff from the rivals. Going through radio right to left is Leroy Calmum here, waiting for the kick. And it's going to be Potter to boot this away. And we'll get underway. Week 7 action. It's 8-0 here coming into the second half.
So they're going to probably squib this, and it's going to be a wet ball. We'll see if LPW can fall on this wet ball.
And Potter approaches it. Low trajectory kick taken on the bounce at the 35 to the 40. And that's Aiden Shelley there and up to the 42-yard line. So job well done.
Yeah, great job by Shelley. The ball was exactly where I thought it was going to go, right to Aiden Shelley. He was able to pick it up off the bounce cleanly, and he got ahead for about 7 yards on the return.
First and 10 for the 41 for LPW here. And from the power tee, not the power tee, whatever they're calling it, LPW is set to run it. And
you know this field can take water because you know how they can tell?
How?
All the LPW jerseys are still white.
Fair enough. There you go. All right, so Kelly at her center here on first and 10 for the 41. And it looks like he might be changing the play here. And it's going to be a handoff right up the middle and a gain of about, it might have been Gath there for a gain of about 2-3 yards on the play. Let me see. Man, actually, it was Merritt, I believe, on the carry. So a gain of about 3. Where's Gath?
Yep, so this is what they do. They go up the middle and then they keep going up the middle a few times and then they try to hit the outside to the off-tackle plays and maybe go out wide. But they want to compact the defense and then attack it to the flanks.
Aiden Shelley going back into the game. Gath's going to come out for this one. Going to be a second down and looks like 7. Ball at the 45-yard line of LPW.
It's going to be second and 7. That marks the
and they'll approach the line.
Three backs behind them. This time, one of the backs checking.
As the rain continues to fall here, and it's a handoff. No, but keeper by Kelly off the right side there. And a good game past midfield into Leroy Calmum territory at the 49. So it's going to be a third down at about two.
Good run by Kelly. Kelly had no business getting as many yards as he did, but that was just pure toughness by him. He was met about a yard after he was first met at contact after about a yard from the line of scrimmage. He just took tacklers with him for another 5 yards after that.
Third down and two. Shelley comes out now. And LPW here will try to move the sticks and again control the clock here with the getting the advantage of the second half kickoff and try to add to their lead. They're going to be in the backfield. Sumariski, Gath, and it looks like Merritt's back there. Kelly calling signals. Waiting on the snap. Hand off to Sumariski off the left side. And now we got a whistle. Looks like we're going to get a false start call,
yeah,
I believe.
Like somebody went about a half beat early on the LPW line.
That's a killer right there, too, when you're so close to converting, too.
Yeah, and they would. It looked like they would have had the first down easily, too.
Yep, false start, 5 yards. So it's going to be a third down and about, so it might be a third and six, something like that, third and six, third and seven.
Yeah, six, maybe a long six here, closer to seven, but it's going to be third and long here. So it'll be interesting if they can pick up some of that penalty yardage, if they'll go for it again. They didn't go for it before the end of the half and only had a 20-yard punt. So with field position, maybe they would go for it on a fourth and one or two here. We'll see.
Third and seven for their 45, Kelly Anderson. Center, and it's going to be a handoff to Sue. Nope, a keeper by Kelly going around the left side there. He's got to the edge. Room to run. Daylight. One man to beat down the sideline. 25-20. Brought down at the 15-yard line. First down, LPW. Tackle on the play by Dylan Alcott, but the damage done.
Dylan Alcott is a defensive end on this side of the field. He ran all the way across the field to chase down Kelly. Kelly with a couple of great fakes once again, and that's where Leroy's defense is susceptible to the plays to the outside going wide with double tight ends.
So big first down, but they're going to mark the ball officially at the right around the 16-yard line of the Rivals. 9:52 to go here in the third quarter. 8-0 LPW in the lead now and knocking on the door. Here they go with Gath, Sumariski, and I believe Merritt in the backfield. Kelly under center and a handoff to Sumariski off the left tackle. Trying to find room to run and not much of anything there. And probably maybe back to the original line of scrimmage, maybe a half yard.
I wouldn't be surprised if they go back to Kelly here on another fake and a Kelly going around the end, maybe on this wide side of the field closest to our press box to the right side of the offense. I don't know if the defense is really paying attention much to Kelly. Kelly carried out his fakes, and there's no one really looking at him in that last play. So I wonder if the coaches may have saw that upstairs as well.
So here we go with a second and 10 from the 15 as they approach the line. And Price are on the end of that line for LPW. And from the tee here, we've got Kelly under center. And a handoff to Gath this time, jumping through the pile and finding it all. Whoop, it wasn't Gath there after all. There was a carry on the play, and that was ended up being Kelly on a keeper. And a gain of about 2 yards, and that's it.
Yeah, he went left this time. I was looking to see him go right. They have an outside linebacker here, but who's crashing down. So I wonder if they're setting up something to come to this wide side.
A lot of real estate to work with on the right side of the field. They're third and eight from the 13. They're at the left hash going from the left to right here as the clock moves. Four down territory for LPW here as they approach the line. And waiting on the snap. And it's going to be a keeper by Kelly around the outside. Trying to get to the marker, and he will. And trying to push toward the end zone and get in for the score. Waiting for the official's call. Did they say he stepped out? Nope, they're saying nope. The official across the way says touchdown. There you go. For a minute there, they're kind of like looking at each other, the officials there.
Yeah, they had to make sure he didn't step out of bounds on the far sideline from us. He definitely got in the end zone, just whether or not he stepped out of bounds beforehand. But they give him the touchdown again, another play fake, another sweep around the left side by the quarterback, Kelly. Good blocking on that side of the LPW line, and now they are up 14-0, waiting for the conversion.
Those fakes are working well, and they've been going to the weak side, so maybe at some point when they get the ball back, we might see a strong side thing happen. I mean, they might be baiting him for, you know, for a future drive. Who knows? But it's 14-0 here with the conversion to come. Going for the two-pointer. Kelly, and it's going to be a head-off to Sumariski, and he's going to go in for the two-pointer. It's 15-0, 16-0. We'll be back in 60 seconds. This is Section 5 Football on CJ Country.
Steinbrenner Allstate Agency in Leroy joined CJ Country Radio in wishing our area high school athletes a safe, healthy, and successful season this year. When personal insurance like auto, home, and life insurance finds its way to the top of your to-do list, reach out to the good hands people at the Leroy Allstate office. Not all insurance is the same, and the professionals at the Steinbrenner Allstate Agency are what makes the difference. You're in good hands with Allstate.
All season long, Complete Payroll is proud to team up with CJ Country to wish our local athletes the best of luck for an amazing season. For over 30 years, thousands of businesses have called an audible on their current payroll provider and made the switch to Complete Payroll. Let Complete Payroll complete your team. Make the call to 888-237-5800 or visit CompletePayroll.com. Welcome to Payroll Country.
16-0 LPW over Leroy Calmum with 8:17 to go here in the third quarter. Approaching the ball, Justin Manna here on the kick, and it's going to be a end-over-end kick fielded at the 15-yard line. No, it isn't. It's going to be rolled back to about inside the 10, picked up by, I believe that's Galliard there, and he's going to get up to about the 18-yard line before he gets overwhelmed by tacklers, and that's where the rivals set up shop, first and 10.
Good kick by Mann, who hasn't done a lot of the kickoff duties this year for LPW. He split the two returners right down the middle. Galliard had to go back and get it. By the time he turned around and turned upfield, LPW was all over him, so good job on kick coverage by LPW. Good special teams play.
This has not been a high-scoring affair, but you think that could be, this could mean Leroy and Calmon could be opening up the passing game. At least we talked about that.
I think they're going to get, with the time dwindling, they'll probably throw a little more than they did the first half. They'll still try to run.
And it's going to be a handoff off the middle. Christ on the carry, and Christ is going to get about 3-4 yards on the play there. It'll be a second down and 6. Go ahead, finish the thought.
So I think they're going to, still run, but I think we're going to, we only saw one pass every once in a while in the first half. I might see one pass every three plays or every sequence here at least coming up for the second half because they want to get some big plays. So they're going to try to get their big plays at some point here early in this quarter or midpoint of this quarter now as we're running down to 7 and half to go in the third quarter.
Second and 6 now from the 24-yard line, and Elmore's in motion, and it's going to be a handoff off the right side, and a gain that's going to pick up about 2 yards on the play. It'll be a third down, looks like a 3 or 2. Didn't see who had the ball with the carry there. It's 44, so it's Ridgey on the carry.
Yeah, it looks like they wanted the linebacker's eyes to follow Elmore across the field. He stuck his hands up like he was going to catch a swing pass or a sweep, trying to get the defense to flow that way and have Ridgey cut back under him, but LPW stayed home.
This time it's Metzger spread out to the right side along with Galliard. And McCourt is going to be under center here on a third down and 2, waiting for the snap. And rain continues to fall. Elmore in motion on a jet sweep. And going to try to get to the edge. He'll get enough for the first down as he cuts it up inside and gets to about the 33-yard line for first down.
Good job by Elmore because Darren Abbott actually had penetration and made Elmore go off his track on the jet sweep. He goes right behind the quarterback when he gets the handoff. And he had to bowl back about 5 yards to get around Abbott. And he's a slippery runner, so he's able to get ahead for the first down. He's fast and he's stronger than his stature lets on. So good run by Elmore on that play.
Ball marked at the 34-yard line of the rivals on a first and 10 here. 6:39 to go in the third quarter. And this time from the I formation. Receiver out to the right. McClurg calls signals as the rain continues to fall here. Pass out in the flat. I believe that's Elmore on the reception and very close to a first down if he didn't get it. I think he might have stepped out of bounds right around the 41-yard line. So it'll be about a second down and a flag across the way. Second down and will be a second and 7 if this holds up.
Interesting spot for the flag. I'm not sure what they saw that time. It was a quick play, so might be a hold perhaps.
Or maybe a man downfield. Is it possible because the play took a moment to set up?
It seemed like it was real quick play. But it looks like they're going to move him. It might be an LPW because they're coming over here to talk to the Roy head coach, Humphrey.
waiting for the determination. And waiting for him to signal and tell us. Don't keep the secret all to yourself.
Secrets don't make friends. Well, they moved the ball back to the original line of scrimmage. And now they're starting to push the Leroy players back. I don't know what to call. Wait, maybe is he going to call it now?
Maybe. Waiting for the call of the officials, or maybe it never comes. I don't know.
It's not going to come. It's not gonna, we don't know.
We'll just guess. All right, but loss of 5 on the play.
5 yards, legal motion maybe, or maybe somebody was not on line of scrimmage. They didn't have they had an uncovered end tackle or something like that, perhaps.
Ball is back
at the filed on hold.
Ball is back at the 28-yard line, though, and it's going to be a first and 15 for the 29. And the Rivals go for the eye this time. They'll spread two receivers out to the right. Brady McCord, the junior, under center, waiting on the snap. And he's going to fake and go pass it downfield, trying to find a receiver. And it's going to be picked off! Picked off again by Braden Merritt, maybe his fourth or fifth interception of the year. And that is huge. Second turnover of the ball game.
Great coverage by Braden Merritt that time. McClurg's pass, we were watching him warm up, and he was throwing some tight spirals. That one looked like it was had a little wobble to it. I don't know if he got his hand ticked or if he lost the, if he didn't have the great, good grip on the ball. But interception, Braden Merritt, first and 10 LP. Who can go ahead by three touchdowns if they can capitalize on the great field position on the 45-yard line of the Rivals.
Well, you had mentioned before the ball game, too, the tendency when the weather gets wet, sometimes these quarterbacks grip the ball too tight, and they need to have a looser grip when they're throwing.
Yeah, you end up putting too much pressure on your thumb by gripping the ball tight. That makes the ball wobble when it comes out. You actually have to loosen the grip when the ball is wet.
And a handoff by Sumariski on first down there, and good. Turning the pile, pushing forward for his size. He moves bodies, he does, and that's going to be a gain of about, looks like it's going to be about six on the play.
So usually when they're playing a more spread offense, the Rivals, they like to flip-flop between strong and weak. Oh, fumble on the play. It looks like
ball's out.
Rivals got the ball.
There you go.
They're celebrating.
It was not clear and obvious when it happened.
Yeah, well, I don't see a red challenge flag in Coach Hoy's sock to throw on the field, so I think it's going to stand.
All right, so there you go. Now the LBW gives the ball back. Down 16-0. Warren Calmum looking for something, anything to get going offensively for them. They had two turnovers this night that have killed drives, and then a failed fourth down deep inside LBW's 10-yard line. So here they go again from the 41, and I formation, McClurg with a handoff, and that's Weber trying to go right up the middle, going to get met and brought right back. Great stop on the play by number 56, Tromboli. So what may be 55 on the play, Logan Schroeder.
Good play by LPW. You know, that's a big change, sudden change, should we call it, in football, and that usually can lead to another big play right after, and LPW's defense just stood up and didn't give much at all on that play by Weber, as Weber was tackled right on, swapped under right at the line of scrimmage, or just over.
Second and 9 for the 42, and Leroy is spread out. Two receivers to the right, two to the left from the gun this time. Ridgey in the backfield, McClurg. McClurg bobbles the ball a little bit. Now he's got to run, trying to find room to run. He will not. He's going to get dropped back at the 32-yard line. A sack on the play. Number 68, Braden Schroeder.
Great play by Schroeder. It looked like McClurg at that time, he was trying to throw a quick one to the wide receiver. He's going to run a wide receiver screen here on the near sideline in front of us, and he lost the grip of the ball. The ball just slipped out of his hand. He had to re-grip the ball, and by the time he did that, Schroeder was all over him.
Now the rain is starting to factor into this ball game. There's no doubt.
Yeah, I think the last two passes that McClurg tried to throw had factored into it, and then the run, of course, by LPW fumbling on the ball. Wet ball may be, we haven't seen the LPW fumble much this year, so the wet ball might be playing a role on both sides.
Third and 16 for the Rivals now, and they're at the 35-yard line. And from the gun, McClurg, two receivers to the right, two to the left, back to pass, trying to find a man. Looking, he's got a roll to his left, trying to find a receiver. He does, up at the 40-yard line and out of bounds right around the 42-yard line, but it's going to be a fourth down and about 7 yards to go. Reception on the play by Metzger.
Good defense by LPW. They played a zone defense, kept the receivers in front of them. Mason Sant was putting the pressure on McClurg. McClurg made a good throw, but not enough for a first down. It looks like they're bringing in the punt team, but I would play defense here.
Metzger was more than anything was a safety valve on that play, because McCord looked at him twice. Deep for LPW's Ronan Merritt with 3:44 to go here in the third quarter. Wait for this punt to come on a fourth down. Nope, it's a fake. Trying to find a receiver, and it's going to be complete at the 30, at the 42-yard line of LPW, and that's a first down, and you called it, Mike.
Chase Orchid is pleading with the official on his near sideline that he got, that the receiver pushed off on him. I didn't see him push off. I think Chase Orchid lost, turned his back like he was going to try to stalk block him going down the field, and it was a back shoulder throw, a good throw, a back shoulder throw, and now Leroy's in business.
40 to go and a fresh set of downs, and they're into LPW territory at their 42-yard line. They'll send Galliard out to one side. They'll send Metzger to the other side. McCourt's under center. Ridgey in the backfield, waiting on the snap here. Now Elmore's in motion, and it's going to be it's going to be Ridgey on the carry there, and a gain of about 3 yards on the play to the 40. It'll be second and seven.
And all this is the fake punt, getting the first down. That's wonderful for Leroy, but time is wasting now. They've had the ball for a while, and they've only gone about 30 yards so far. We're down to 3.5, so they've had the ball about 4 minutes, but they haven't gone too far down the field yet.
Spreading Metzger way out to the left side here. They got a receiver to the right as well, too. Brady McCourt under center for the Rivals at the 40 on a second down and 7. Ridgey in the backfield. Now they'll set a man in motion, and it's going to be Ridgey there up the middle, and he's going to push the pile a little bit and stay on his feet and get down to about the 35-yard line. It's going to be a third down at about 2.
Ridgey just pushing the pile forward with him. He took Braden Schroeder with him on a little ride down close to the first down. It's going to be just short, but he took Braden Schroeder on a ride with him for about 3 yards. Good run by Ridgey.
16-0 here, and Leroy Calmum trying to get something going score-wise here. 2:40 to go in the third quarter. As they're at the 35 on a third down and 2 yards to go. And they'll send Metzger out to the left and Galliard to the right. The lone man in the backfield is once again Ridgey. They'll send Elmore in motion, and they'll fake a jet sweep, and it's going to be coming back the other way on a reverse and trying to get to the marker and stepping out of bound, and not much of anything there. A carry on the play. I don't have 20 on my... on my carry there.
Mason Sunt, the defensive end on the right side for LPW, stayed home, didn't get fooled by the sweep, jet sweep motion to Elmore. He stayed home and shoved the running back out of play. So I think they even lost the yard on that. So it looks like about a 4th and 3. Good
fourth
job.
Sorry, I didn't mean to step on you.
No, it's fine.
Fourth down and three now at the ball at the 36. And once again, it is Metzger to one side there, Galliard to the other, and one back in the backfield. And a hand on, nope, it's going to be a fake. Rolling to the right, McCourt tries to find a man. Complete at the down to close to 25-yard line, and that's Jude Christ on the reception, and they'll move the sticks.
LPW was selling out. They had a run blitz. They had an all-off blitz coming up the middle. They thought for sure it was going to go to Ridgey. Good play fake by McClurg, and a good pass, and another first down.
2:09 to go here in the third quarter, and now... Elmore will take a break, come to the sideline here. Personnel change for the Rivals. And it's going to be Metzger and Galliard split out. It's going to be Ridgey in the backfield. McQuirk under center calling signals here from the 25. First and 10. 1:52 to go here in the third quarter. Waiting on the snap. They'll send a man in motion. That's Christ. And it's going to be a handoff up the middle. And maybe 2 yards, and that's it with the forward progress there. It'll be a second and 8.
Well, that's a good play by, is it Berger, I think it might have been Berger, J.J. Berger, who just took his giant paw and grabbed Ridgey, who is a big boy. He held on and pulled him back until he got some help in making the tackle. So a great play that time.
Ridgey's even big in his stance. The three-point stance, he still looks big. So it'll be a second down now. They're going to say it looks like second and 9 from the 24. And they'll spread Elmore out to one side, Galliard to the other. This time from the eye, it's Weber and Ridgey back there as McClurg calling signals going from your radio right to left. The Rivals all in black with a handoff there to Weber. Tries to hit the hole on the left side there and going to get pushed back. He's going to pick up another 2 yards on the play there, but it'll be a third down and 7 now.
Whole host of tacklers that time for LPW. Looks like first one in might have been Logan Schroeder again. I saw the pink on the first contact, and Logan Schroeder's got a pink armband on, so a good play by Schroeder again. Schroeder having a pretty good series here so far on this defense of stance for LPW.
Third and 7 from the 22 as Brady McCourt brings the play in for the sideline here. Final 33 seconds of the third quarter. And Leroy Calmum down 16-0 to LPW here on CJ Country. It's Metzger, it's Galliard spread out to either side. Ridgey in the backfield and under center McCourt calls signals. And it's going to be a fake and a pass trying to go to find Metzger and in for a touchdown on the reception. So it's 16-6 with the conversion to come.
Good play fake by McClurg. Good pass and catch. Just a simple fly pattern down the sideline. Looked like the LPW corner was looking in the backfield and got beat. He was looking in and he was got flat-footed and the receiver ran right by him and a great pass.
This ball game got interesting really fast, and now Leroy Calmum will go for two here and try to get themselves within a score with 14 seconds to go here in the third as they make some personnel changes here. And they'll bring in Thomas Crissy at fullback. McClurg on the conversion, those they'll put Galliard out to one side, Metzger spread out to one side, and here they go. And they'll be they'll put Chrissy and Ridgey there in the eye. And it's handoff to Chrissy there pushing forward. Nope, it's actually going to be a... Yep, he's in for a two-pointer there. It's actually ended up being McQuirk on the carry. A nice fake. So it's 16-8. We'll be back in 60 seconds. This is Section 5 football here on CJ Country.
All season long, Complete Payroll is proud to team up with CJ Country to wish our local athletes the best of luck for an amazing season. For over 30 years, thousands of businesses have called an audible on their current payroll provider and made the switch to Complete Payroll. Let Complete Payroll complete your team. Make the call to 888-237-5800 or visit CompletePayroll.com. Welcome to Payroll Country.
Select Collision in Batavia joins CJ Country in wishing all our area high school athletes the best season ever. If you find yourself in a situation where you need auto body repair work, Select Collision wants you to know you have the right to have your vehicle repaired at the shop of your choice. Select a shop that believes you're the customer, not the insurance company. Have your vehicle repaired properly at Select Collision, Clinton Street Road in Batavia.
Back at Heartwood Park, Jimmy Jam and Mike Holmes on the call for CJ Country, and it took three quarters, but Leroy Calmum gets on the board, gets the conversion, and 16-8, LPW in the lead, and crucial now for to avoid turnovers, crucial for LPW to put together a sustained drive here and take away Leroy's life if possible, because they've shown their quick strike capability. You alluded to it earlier, Mike, and this one's far from over now. Waiting for the kick to happen here. And it's going to be a low trajectory kick fielded and on the bounce. Taken up at the 25 to the 30 and headed out of bounds right around the 31-yard line. Number 22, Justin Mann there. It'll be first and 10 for LPW.
Yeah, Justin Mann, I would think as a coach would be making the coaches a little nervous. He was having the ball up on his arm a little bit. He didn't have it close to his body. And with a wet ball, you don't want somebody to punch that out. But he got out of bounds, so no harm done on that one. First and 10 at the 32, last play here of the third quarter. Tight ball game.
Was he carrying like the proverbial loaf of bread?
Yes, he was carrying it like a loaf of bread.
Fair enough. The ball now at the 32-yard line. 8 seconds left here. LPW run one play, and then I would imagine here we'll get to the end of this third quarter, and a great quarter yet to come as Kelly approaches the line, and they'll spread a receiver out to the right side. That is going to be Sunt out there, and it's going to be a handoff, and a good gain up to the 40-yard line there by Ronan Merritt, a gain that's going to pick up about 8 yards on the play, and that'll be the last play of the third quarter. The score is 16-8 LPW over Leroy Calmum. We'll be back in 60. This is Section 5 football on CJ Country.
Are you looking for an investment which offers a great return? If so, think about having orthodontic treatment at Salmon Orthodontics. Salmon Orthodontics provides the most up-to-date, state-of-the-art orthodontic treatments like Invisalign and clear braces. A beautiful smile enhances your self-confidence, self-esteem, and opens up life opportunities. They have multiple offices throughout Western New York for optimal convenience. Visit them at salmonorthodontics.com to begin your journey to a better life. Salmon Orthodontics wishes all the area high school athletes a fun, healthy, and successful season this year.
Special news alert. The Firing Pin 2.0 is finally open. It's been a long 2 years since the fire and operating out of a storage shed, but it's finally here and bigger and better than ever. Brandon and his crew are extremely excited for you to see their spectacular new facility that will thrill any gun enthusiast. Two floors of everything guns, plus a state-of-the-art indoor firing range. The Firing Pin would like to thank all of their loyal customers for supporting them during these trying times and invite you to come enjoy and be a part of the brand new Firing Pin, Route 33 in Bergen. And the Firing Pin wishes all of our local high school sports teams a bullseye of a season.
We've got a good one at Heartwood Park right here. Starting the fourth quarter, 16-8 LPW over Leroy Calmum. LPW has the ball, starting at their own 40-yard line here, and they want to eat as much clock as possible, and they end up with points here. That'd be their best recipe for winning. And it's a handoff right up the middle, and going to be a gain of about, I'm trying to find where the ball carrier actually went here. We got a mark that for a gain of about 8 yards on the play. Good run. And second down and two.
I think it's actually... I think it was actually tackled in the backfield. It's going to be third and three, so I think they lost the yard that time.
Okay.
Poor Jimmy.
I know.
Jimmy, you're, it's like watching me play golf. The ball can go anywhere.
Well, as long as you're not undermining me, you know. So here we go. Third down and two. And it's going to be a handoff there. And carry on the play. Kelly gets to the marker. First down. There you go. Gets out of bounds right at the 42-yard line.
Good fake that
time.
Was
that better this time?
Yes, that time he had a great fake to Ronan Merritt. Merritt sold the fake like he had the ball. Slow developing play. Then Maddox Kelly took it out of his belly and went around the right end.
Radio auction tomorrow on CJ Country from 8 to noon. The All Treats, No Tricks radio auction. All kinds of stuff to bid on from area businesses. And you can listen, call, and bid. Pay with credit card, good check, or cash. And pick up the items right here at the station. We keep it easy for you, all right? That's tomorrow from 8 to noon on CJ Country. And we're approaching the line of first and 10, a fresh set of LPW downs here. And they're going to go for that power tee again. Nobody spread out this time, and it's going to be a carry by Merritt, Ronan Merritt, for a gain of about, looks like about 3 yards on the play here.
Followed his blocks ahead off the right tackle for good gain of 3 or 4. That's all you really need. You just want to get 3 or 4 yards and keep the chains moving if possible. Stay away from negative plays.
There you go. Second down at 7 here for the ball is now at the 47-yard line. LPW approaches the line here. Clock moving. 10:28 to go left in the ball game. And this is the time. If LPW is going to make the running game click, now is the time here. And then once again, it's going to be a keeper by Kelly. And Kelly is going to get maybe back to the original line of scrimmage, but I doubt it. He met right away and brought down.
This time the rivals, I think, are keen on Kelly. They've gone to the well that play 3 or 4 times now. And Allard, the defensive end, sniffed that one out, and they stayed in their positions and were able to stop the play.
Not to second guess the people that are paid to coach, but are you surprised that you're going to the weak side when there's so much real estate on the side?
They see something on that side. Like I was trying to say earlier, Leroy likes to flip-flop their tackles and defensive ends to the strong side, weak side, but
right.
With this balanced defense, they've been playing one side or the other. And on the left side especially, it looks like LPW has found something on the left side. All their big plays have come from the left side so far tonight.
Third and 7 now from the 47, and back to pass. Kelly's going to roll out. No, he's going to keep it himself, and he's going to pick up a yard or two. Still on his feet. Great effort for first down. It's out to the 41-yard line. First down, LPW.
That was all Max Kelly that time. They looked like they were running a play-action pass. It was not open. Kelly kept it himself. He was met at contact at the line of scrimmage as he rolled right, and he just willed his way for a first down, taking Leroy Caledonia players with him. Another first down for LPW.
It looked like they had him dead to rights, and he sort of Allen'd his way, if we could use that expression, to a first down.
Minus about a good solid foot and about 110 pounds.
Fair enough, but first down nonetheless for LPW here at the 41-yard line of the Rivals with 9:02 to go. And here we go from the power tee again. Kelly under center. And they'll set a man in motion. It's going to be Merritt. And it's going to be the ball's out! Ball's out! We'll see who's got it. And Leroy's signaling. They do have it. We'll see what the official call is. Yep, it's going to be Rivals ball. And a bad exchange happened there. And now the Rivals are going to get the ball here. Down by 8 with a chance with 8:48 to go to equalize this ball game.
Joe Reschke fell on the ball. Whatever it looked like, the ball just slipped out of the LPW player's hands as he was going to the ground. And Reschke, the ball just kind of fell into his shoulder pads, and he just rolled over on top of the ball and held on. And so now this makes things interesting. 16-8, 8:48 to go, and Leroy Caledonia with the ball and a chance to tie the game.
Here we go, ball at the 43-yard line. Leroy Calmum at their own 43, so 57 yards away from trying to equalize this ball game if they can. They're going to spread a receiver out way, way out to the left side, almost by the sideline. Receiver to the right, they're from the left hash right now. McCord's under center. You got Ridgey in the backfield calling signals, waiting on the snap here. And now they'll set a man in motion, and it's going to be a jet sweep, and it's going to be Elmore trying to find room to run. A great tackle at the 40-yard line there. And number 22, Justin Mann, read that perfectly and upended them. They're going to lose 2 yards on the play.
Yeah, Justin Mann made a great play. He read that play. He was able to hold his spot and made a good tackle on Elmore. Elmore's a slippery player. Justin Mann, just a sophomore, but he's able to play from that outside linebacker position and make a good tackle.
So Weber will go in now for Leroy Calmum. It's going to be a second down and 12 from the 41-yard line. 8:17 to go here in the fourth quarter.
Interesting, the starting linebackers for LPW, McIntyre and Braden Merritt are out. We got Justin Madden and Aiden Shelley in play linebacker for LPW.
From the eye, and it's a handoff there. Weber trying to go up the middle lane, going to get met by a wall there. He's going to get 2 yards, and that's about it. It'll be a third and 10 now.
Good tackle on the play by LPW's Logan Schroeder once again. Kyle Schroeder's name again. He held him for a minimal gain, if anything. So it's going to be third and, it looks like maybe 11, 12?
It's about third down. It looks like more closer to 10, and this is where the rubber meets the road. This is a crucial third down for the Rivals here as they spread a receiver out to the right, one to the left. We'll see if McQuirt goes to the air here. Ridgey's in the backfield, and it's going to be a roll to the right, trying to find a receiver, and he will up at the 50, trying to get to the marker, and he will for a first down to the 46-yard line of LPW on the reception. That was number 28. That's Chris.
Chris just ran a quick out. Good play fake by McClurg. He rolled to his right. That's the side he prefers to throw on. He's able to make a good throw and a good catch and another first down. Rain has let up a little bit from where it was earlier when the half started. So maybe the ball is a little drier. Good throw by McClurg.
Receiver to the right, one to the left here on a first and 10 from the 46. McClurg's under center. Ridgey in the backfield. Now Chris is in motion. Ridgey will keep it on first down and puts his head down, and he's going to get about 4 or 5 yards on the play here. Actually, closer to six. Looks like it's going to be somewhere around a second and five or four.
Carter Pricer on the tackle. He cut in from his left defensive end position, got Ridgey around the ankles. Ridgey pulled him a couple steps before Pricer getting down. No gain tackle that time. That was Pricer, a solo tackle.
LPW from the 41-yard line. They'll send Elmore and Galliard out to the left side. One man in the backfield. That's Weber. McClurg is under center. They'll put Ridgey in the slot to the right, waiting on the snap here. Now Ridgey goes in motion, and it's going to be a fake of a pitch out. It's going to be a keeper by McCory. He's got a big hole right up the middle. He's running toward the end zone. He could be gone. One man to beat, and he is gone. Touchdown. Leroy, touchdown. It's going to be 16-14 with a conversion to come. Big hole from McClurg.
Big hole from McClurg as he was able to play fake with the sweep to the left, and then he just turned around and kept it himself. Not a broken play, a called play. Last year in the playoff game, it was a quarterback draw that killed LPW in a similar play this time. A fake this time, but still a quarterback running right up the middle of the LPW defense, and now it's a two-point game with a conversion to come.
And one of the bigger 2 points we've seen so far this season that LPW has got to defend here as McQuirk's under center. Ridgey's in the backfield. Receiver to the right, one to the left here. Trying to get the two here to equalize it at 16 if they can. Waiting on the snap. And it's going to be a fake. And trying to throw in the corner to the receiver. And it's going to be incomplete. It is incomplete. And no call there. A lot of people want to flag there. And it's going to be incomplete at 16-14. And we'll come back in 60 seconds. This is Section 5 football on CJ Country.
As in sports, we all need a game plan for life. We set goals, celebrate achievements, and share the good and bad times with those around us. In sports, we count on our teammates. In life, it's our family and friends who are there for us. Since 1919, Weeks Funeral Home in Warsaw has been an established family friend. When it's time to discuss your at-need or pre-need funeral arrangements, call or visit Brian Kazmarek at Weeks Funeral Home at the Monument in downtown Warsaw. 786-2200 or visit online at weeksfuneral.com.
Good luck to all of our local athletes from Summit Family Dental Care. A smile can brighten your day, and they're here to help make it shine. At Summit Family Dental Care, they are dedicated to providing exceptional care for your entire family. Scheduling your next appointment is easy. Just call their Warsaw or Geneseo location today. Summit Family Dental Care, because your smile matters. Visit summitfamilydentalcare.com anytime.
Back at Hartwood Park here, the score is 16-14. LPW hangs on by their fingernails to a lead. They had a 16-0 lead at one point, and Leroy Kalmum has roared back, and the Rivals will get ready to kick off. Go from radio left to right. Good end of a ring kick going to be fielded right around the 15, bobbled by Merritt. Picks it up at his 10, and now he's trying to find room to run. He's going to head to the left sideline and go out of bounds right around the 15-yard line. That was Ronan Merritt on the return. And just as we wait for for them to get set up, and LPW takes the ball here. Are you surprised by that call in the end zone? Because they were screaming for an interference call.
It looked like Chase Orchid and the receiver for Leroy Caledonia, they were kind of hand-fighting a little bit, a little back and forth pushing, and Orchid didn't turn towards the ball. But I don't know that if he didn't make contact, that's not interference in high school. He doesn't have to turn the ball as long as he doesn't make contact. There was some hand fighting though, so yeah, I'm kind of surprised there wasn't a flag. Big play of the game, but there was some hand fighting between both players.
First and 10 for the 15, 6:10 to go. LPW here want to put together a drive and keep this ball, and a handoff right up the middle on first and 10 there, and it's going to be a gain of maybe a yard on the play, maybe. And on the carry there was can't quite make out the runner there. Who is that on the
Ronan Merritt
on the carry there. Okay, so a gain of about one is what they gave him.
So Ronan's older brother Braden is not in the game right now. He looked like he came up earlier in the game limping a little bit on an ankle. Haven't seen
right.
Jake McIntyre, which started in the backfield for LPW, is also not in the game right now. You got Gath and Samariski, who are both starters or have been starters for the year, along with Ronan Merritt. So LPW's got to gone to the bench here in the second half of this game.
Key drive with the receiver spread out to the left and a handoff there off the right side, trying to move the pile, and that is Merritt. Ronan Merritt pushing the pile, still on his feet. A great run there, and he's going to pick up another 5-6 on the play. It's going to be a third down. It looks like about three.
So now time is a factor. Second down and third down. Third and about four here, but time is a factor. We're down to under 5 minutes. With backups in the game, I'm sure the coaches are stressing ball security, ball security, ball security. So in this situation, it wouldn't surprise me, and I'm sure it wouldn't surprise the Leroy Caledonia defense if Kelly keeps the ball.
We have got a timeout on the play here by LPW, so we'll step away for 30 seconds. You'll see the WCJW Warsaw. This is Section 5 football on CJ Country.
Norton's Chiselwood in Alexander wishes all the area high school athletes a safe and successful season and wants to let everyone know now's the time to get your Poly outdoor furniture to enjoy not only now, but also throughout the fall football season. And it's just a great time to take a country drive for a fun, unique shopping experience. Norton's Chiselwood is loaded with other new items like unique wood products, home decor, Amish products, and many one-of-a-kind gift items. Find them in Alexander at 4309 Gilhooly Road and check them out on Facebook for more products and store hours. So good luck, student athletes from Norton's Chiselwood.
Back at Hartwood Park, 4:49 to go, and the biggest third down of the ball game right here, LPW. And they're at their own 21-yard line on a third and four. Trying to get the first here. Move the sticks. Keep clock moving. Keep the ball out of Leroy Calmum's hands. The Rivals have found a way to get two scores to get back in this game, but they're still down by two. Here they go for the power team. And they'll set a man in motion. That is Ronan Merritt. And it's going to be a pitch to the outside. Trying to get the first down marker, and they will. It's Gaff on the carry. Up to the 40, to the 45-yard line. And that is huge for LPW to move the sticks with 4:42 to go.
Move the sticks and get a chunk play with 4:42 to go. That's a chunk play. The first down's important, but getting another 15 yards after that first down equally as important. Now we're getting closer to rival territory as the ball is on the 44-yard line, first and 10 for LPW.
4:36 to go. The sticks in place and the clock starting to move here. And LPW wants to get, you know, another maybe couple first downs might get this might get them in the right position here to win this ball game. But again, possession is key here. Ball security key though. Although the rain has stopped at Hartwood Park, and it's going to be a keeper by Kelly this time off the right side, and he gets up to midfield before he goes out of bounds there. So a gain of about 5 yards on the play, 6 yards on the play. It'll be second and four.
Just another tough man run by Maddox Kelly. He was stopped with four after a gain of four. He put his shoulder pads on and pushed his way forward for about another yard and a half, maybe two.
Second and four now. Ball right at midfield. Clock moving. 3:53 to go. And waiting for the play to come in and waiting for LPW to approach the line here.
Timeout situation. Leroy's got three, LPW with two, with 3:48 to go in the ball game.
Kelly approaches the line, waits on the snap, and it's going to be a handoff there right up the middle, and room to run to the second level. It's a first down, and it is Merritt for a first down down to the 33-yard line. Ronan Merritt, and that, again, another first down for LPW.
Merritt slow to get up after the play. Again, is that track play that we talked about. I think Samarissi scored on that play earlier in the game. All of a sudden it opens up. You see the blocker is way downfield, and there's a track that he goes on like a railroad. He's got runners in front of him, leading blocking. Good run. Another first down, 3:38 to go in the ball game, 16-14 with LPW on top of the Rivals.
32-yard line is where LPW is right here on a first down with the clock moving. And one more first down could go a long way toward maybe putting the nail in the coffin, so to speak. Kelly approaches the line from the power tee, waiting for the snap. And it's going to be a handoff this time off the left side there. And that is going to be, I believe, Sumariski on the carry. And he's going to get maybe 2 yards before he gets pushed back.
And we got a timeout by Leroy. So Leroy takes their first timeout. They have two left with 3:10 to go.
Sumariski's going to have to go to the sideline here, and his jersey has ripped on him, too, up the back. So at this level, as far as getting replacement jerseys, how does that usually go when something like that happens?
Either you have an extra jersey in the bag, or you find a freshman or a sophomore and say, give me your jersey.
Exactly.
Your offense has been hot.
That's how it works.
There you go. That's why I asked. So 3:10 to go here, and clock currently stopped. And just a reminder, I want to make mention of this for we are 1 week away from Stuff the Truck to benefit the Warsaw Food Pantry to help those who are food insecure in Wyoming County. We're going to be out at the Tops in Warsaw next Friday from 6 a.m. to 6 p.m. and then on Saturday from 8 a.m. to 3 p.m. looking for your donation of non-perishable food items and money donations to benefit the pantry. And you can also stop at the Walmart next door and donate there. If it's easier and you're in that lot, you don't have to come to our lot. We'll bring the stuff over ourselves. And you can literally drive up with your stuff and we'll unload your car for you too. Whatever it takes and whatever you can give is appreciated. Even if it's a buck, even if it's just one can or a box of macaroni and cheese, whatever the case may be, peanut butter, whatever it is, it's all good and it all helps those families and kids who are fighting food insecurity in Wyoming County. Next week, we hope you'll join us and be part of it. Here we go with a second down and 9, and the ball at the 30-yard line, a handoff there, and it's Merritt again on the carry, and a gain that's going to get him about 4 or 5 yards on the play here. It looks like it's going to be a third down and 4 with Verona Merritt on that carry, and a timeout once again by the Rivals. We'll step away for 30. This is Section 5 Football on CJ Country.
Country Kitchen in Perry wishes all of our local athletes the best of luck. Country Kitchen Restaurant has terrific specials every day, so you can have the best breakfast, a finger-licking lunch, and a delicious dinner. What? You want it to go? No problem. And speaking of getting something to go, did you know they have terrific pizza and wing specials? Country Kitchen Restaurant, 34 South Main Street in Perry. Hey, why not call and order a pizza right now? Call 237-5640.
Back at Hartwood Park, Mike Holmes and Jimmy Jam on the call for CJ Country. The score is 16-14 with 3:04 to go. LPW in the lead, hanging on to their lead. It was 16-0 at one point, and the Rivals have clawed their way back in to get within 2, but they've got to get this ball back, and it's a third down, 4 for the 25 of Leroy Calmum, and this is 4 down territory. We'll see. On third down, LPW's been able to dial up some runs here. Logan Gaff with a great run for a first down on third previously. Here they go as they send a man in motion. Rhoda Merritt, it's a handoff to Gaff this time once again, and he's going to get met. He's going to be shy of the marker, probably maybe within a yard, it looks like, is the best guess I can give from the angle. Maybe 2 yards away. It'll be fourth and about 2 or a long one.
They've gone right on this drive. Anytime they needed yardage, they've gone right. And this play was a right as well. A flip from Maddox Kelly to Gaff on that one, and with the ball being wet, you go...
But
Gaff was able to hold on and get close to the first down. So that's the last timeout. So 40 seconds in between plays. This will get you down to 2:17. So, well, the ball is, depending on what happens. If the ball is turned over, then Leroy will get the ball with 2:50 left. If it's another first down, then the clock's going to start running.
See, you can tell the difference right here, folks, between the news guy and the radio guy. The news guy knows math. He can figure it out and figure out the times.
Well, I did, in your defense, I did have time. You know, you're busy. I took off my shoes and counted on my toes.
Thank you.
All right, I love that. Put them back on, please. Did you? All right, here we go with a fourth down at two now. And this is this is big. This is really big because Leroy has shown their quick strike capability for sure. Fourth and two for the 23 from that power T. Kelly under center trying to get the first down. Hand off there, and that is Merritt, and he's going to be close to the first down. I think he's got it.
He's got it. He wasn't tackled, and he wasn't hit till he got to the 20-yard line, and he was knocked forward for another yard. So that should be a first down. First down, our official.
First down for LPW in there, and that's good. That could very well, that could be all she wrote.
All right, so it'll be 40 seconds in between plays. This play will take 4 or 5 seconds at least. The clock's running now, so this will get us, after this snap, this will get us down to about 2 minutes before they snap it again, probably.
So when it matters, LPW here, although, you know, although for a little while they were in danger of giving up their lead, they made a great stop defensively on the two-point conversion, and now when it's counted three different times on third and fourth down, they've converted to keep this ball.
So ball security being the key here now. You got to make sure you hold on the ball, two hands on the ball, and if they start tugging on it, go down. The yardage doesn't matter. Ball security matters here.
2:19 to go here, and it's going to be a keeper by Kelly off the right side. Room to run. Still on his feet, and he's going to be very close to another first down. Again, a 9 on the play.
Kelly, another quarterback keeper off the right-hand side.
So that'll get us under 2 minutes, and the clock's running, so they're going to use all the time they can. He's going to be about a yard short. Good idea not really handing the ball off to anyone else. Just keep the ball with Kelly. He's your most trusted player out there, and you'll probably be able to run this clock out. Another first down would definitely ice the game. You could go in victory formation with another first down.
Second and one from the 12. LPW waiting on the snap. Kelly under center. You got Gath in the backfield. Simoriski's back there. And you've got Ronan Merritt back there waiting on the snap and taking his sweet time. And it's going to be a handoff off the right side there. And that is Merritt. And a gain of enough to move the sticks for a first down. And, yep, it'll be a fresh set of downs with a 1:16 to go. I think at this point they can go into victory formation.
So give credit to LPW tonight because the game turned in the second half. Two LPW fumbles led to two Leroy Caledonia rival touchdowns. They made the stop. Controversial play in the corner of the end zone on the pass play. No pass interference called. They made the stop, and they were able to take this drive, hold on to the ball, pick up key first downs, and eat the clock.
And they'll get up in a victory formation here and take this snap. And with this win, LPW is going to move to 6-1 on the season there. And with beating Leroy Calmum, percentage points-wise, they should move ahead of them in the sectional rankings up to second. So waiting on the snap here, and with 52 seconds left, and they'll go through the thing. They'll have to do it one more time here, and then they'll call it a ball game there. But LPW's had success running the ball at different points and had some nice bursts for chunky yardage on runs, but there was something about this drive. Can you put your finger on it, Mike? Maybe you say why this drive was so effective, why they were so good at when they needed it.
Will and want to. They wanted it, and they knew where the game was, and they wanted the game, and they took the game.
So the final score is going to be 16-14 LPW over Leroy Calmum to move to 6-1 on the season with ER Gananda coming up next. That game is going to be next week, 6:45 pregame, 7 o'clock kickoff from Letchworth High School, and John Carlson back in the fold. But I got to thank do you have a scoring summary, or you want to do that first? But I do want to give you your props for filling it tonight. Go ahead. What do you got?
Katie Simoriski started scoring off with a 25-yard touchdown run with 6:28 to go in the second quarter. He also was able to run it in on a two-point conversion run. Maddox Kelly had a 15-yard run off the left side with 8:17 to go in the third quarter. And Simoriski kept it for a two-point conversion. They made it 16-0. The game turned after a couple of LPW fumbles. McClurg to Metzger for a 20-yard touchdown pass, and a McClurg run made it 16-8 with 14.3 seconds to go in the third quarter. And the scoring ended at 6:13. A McClurg 43-yard touchdown run. The incomplete pass on the two-point conversion was the play of the game. From that point on, for the next 6:13, LPW held onto the football and ran out the clock.
great effort by them. And Mike, thanks for filling in. Always so great with the nuts and bolts when you fill in for John. Always, we don't miss a beat. We don't miss a beat. So thanks for doing that, filling in. Got to thank Pete back at the studio. Peter Beardsley doing what he does to keep us on the air. And thank everybody for listening. We'll talk to you tomorrow during the radio auction. And I want everybody else to have a great weekend. And we will talk to you soon. So from Hartwood Park and Leroy, it is Mike and Jimmy saying goodnight.
Tonight's Section 5 football game was brought to you by
SUNY GCC. Discover all they have to offer at genesee.edu. By Partners for Prevention, helping the community prevent underage drinking, gambling, and substance abuse. By Summit Family Dental Care in Warsaw and Geneseo. Visit summitfamilydentalcare.com because your smile matters. By Hearts Insurance Agency in Perry, the standard of excellence since 1877. By Harding Plumbing, Heating, and Air Conditioning, serving CJ Country for more than 45 years. By Rob's Glass in Warsaw and Batavia, reflecting excellence since 1984. By Salmon Orthodontics, start your journey to a better life by visiting salmonorthodontics.com. By Country Kitchen in Perry, for the best breakfast, finger-licking lunch, and delicious dinners. By Edel Rock Gravel Products in Pike and Freedom, your home for filtered cow beach sand. By the Perry Vets Club, welcoming all military veterans with free membership. By Robinson and Hackamer Funeral Home in Warsaw, they understand your needs. By Family Furniture, they make buying furniture fun, celebrating over 75 years on Main Street in Perry. By Country Line Electric in Silver Springs and Batavia, your source for electrical and plumbing supplies. By Select Collision in Batavia, you have the right to have your vehicle repaired at a shop of your choice. Select Collision. By Weeks Funeral Home in Warsaw, an established family friend since 1919. By Cole Building Solutions in Silver Springs, specializing in commercial barns and storage since 2012. By Hendrickson's Hoof Trimming in Perry, contact Zane at 269-9587. By Creative Food Ingredients in Perry. If you're looking for a great career, Creative Food Ingredients has immediate openings for entry-level and experienced employees. By the good hands people at Steinbrenner Agency in Leroy. You're in good hands with Allstate. By Complete Payroll. Welcome to payroll country. By Reisdorf Oil and Propane in Warsaw, Batavia, and North Java. Family owned and operated since 1953. By Warsaw Sea Store and Virgin Sea Store and Alexander Country Deli. Your small town convenience store and fueling station. By Warsaw Redemption Center. On the web at warsawredemptioncenter.com. By Ott's Collision in Warsaw. State-of-the-art collision and mechanical work. Let Ott's get your vehicle back in the game. By the Firing Pin in Bergen, Western New York's premier shooting range, gun shop, and training center. And by Norton's Chiselwood in Alexander. A fun, unique shopping experience with wood products, home decor, Amish products, and many one-of-a-kind gifts.
To hear the replay of the game, go to WCJW.com. Select Section 5 Sports in the tab and click Football. Your home for high school sports is Western New York's CJ Country.